this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Attorney General Bondi calls it a landmark victory for the rule of law, referring to a Supreme Court ruling on the deportation of illegal aliens suspected of belonging to criminal gangs. The ruling is one of two high court decisions favoring the White House.
In a major legal victory for Donald Trump, justices on the high court allowed his administration to use the 18th century Alien Enemies Act to deport Venezuelan migrants. However, migrants must be given reasonable time to go to court before deportation. The High Court was split 5-4. Separately, Chief Justice John Roberts agreed to pause a midnight deadline for the administration to return a Maryland man who was mistakenly deported to a notorious prison in El Salvador. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Wall Street and overseas markets appear to be regaining their footing after huge sell-offs prompted by fears of a global trade war. Japan's Nikkei 225 soared just over 6%, and Wall Street futures higher this morning. Japan is among countries moving to undertake trade talks following President Trump's tariff hikes. China, though, remains unyielding, and the president threatens additional 50% tariffs on Chinese imports. Amid the stock market's turmoil, LPL Financial's Adam Turnquist is urging investors to hang in there.
These are not the times you want to be selling equities.
Never a good idea to sell low and buy high. The death toll, at least 23, from the severe storms that have devastated parts of the South, as well as the Midwest, severe flooding across parts of Kentucky. Florida has won its first NCAA championship since 2007. The Gators beat Houston 65-63 in the men's NCAA title game last night. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are sharply higher. The Dow futures up 800 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The world is spiraling out of control. Financial markets are extremely volatile. Global conflicts are escalating and inflation is everywhere. How do you protect yourself when everything's uncertain? The answer is gold. Specifically, the 2025 1-ounce Gold Eagle in flawless NGCMS 70 condition from Global Coin. It's a lifeline in these chaotic times. A rock-solid asset that has outperformed for millennia. Call 888-800-1045 right now to lock in this stunning coin for dealer cost. Just $3,199. Free shipping. No sales tax. Secure this tangible asset you can hold today. The first 100 callers get a free MS70 2025 Silver Eagle. Two U.S. minted legal tender coins to shield you from the storm. Global Coin stands by you with a 30-day return policy because your security matters. Go to globalcoindeal.com or call 888-800-1045 today. They're knowledgeable, professional, and trustworthy. No gimmicks, just incredible coins at incredible prices. 888-800-1045. Call before it's too late.
Six. Good morning, Tuesday morning, 6:03 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
There are two major problems this morning. This first wreck happened in the 3 o'clock hour, southbound 95, after Camden Yards, and right before you get to the Beltway going into Arbutus. It's only been a single lane to the right and the ramp lane to the inner loop of the Beltway. That's been it since that point. We're backed up now on 95, almost through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So not a very good situation there. A lot of folks taking the ramp to 295 south onto the parkway, down to the Beltway. You can come back up the Beltway to 95, and you'll be south of the accident scene. That's the good news there. At least you can get around it. Now, 895 sees the word back in Rosedale. There's a problem on 95, and now 895 at the Old Harbor Tunnel is already backed up towards Erdman Avenue and Pulaski Highway. The other big wreck is closing I-70 eastbound in Myersville. Tractor trailer on its side there. 42-mile marker on the eastbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures on the cool side again today. After today, we'll start to gradually warm up. Sunny and breezy, 50 this afternoon. Tomorrow, another dry day, 55. Thursday, shower scattered, 58 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Bit cooler this morning at the sun than it was yesterday. Pikesville right now 38 degrees. And downtown Baltimore it's 40 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Maryland's 2025 General Assembly session ends at midnight in Annapolis. State lawmakers passed the final budget plan Monday with new taxes and fees, plus spending cuts to close a $3.3 billion deficit. On the final day of the 90-day session, Governor Moore said his goals of reforming the tax code, making Maryland more business-friendly, and investing in residents have been met with the $67 billion spending plan. During an interview with the Baltimore Sun, Governor Moore says, by the way, he is not running for president in 2028. The governor says he's running for re-election in 2026, and he thinks there'll be a powerful story to tell about the things the state has been able to get done for the people of Maryland. A 19-year-old man recovering after a shooting in East Baltimore. Police say the victim was shot at the 1200 block of Asquith Street at about 5 p.m. Monday. The victim suffered a gunshot wound to the leg. He was taken to a hospital where he is listed in stable condition. So far, no word on a suspect or motive in the shooting. And Maryland lawmakers reacting to the U.S. Supreme Court decision to halt a lower court's order to return a Maryland man who was deported to El Salvador by mistake. During a telephone town hall meeting Monday night, Andy Harris supported the ruling, saying the specifics are not known, but he thinks the Trump administration erred on the side of caution, and he thinks they made the right decision. It's 6:06 on WCBM. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3, 995. Your pick 4, 3821. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement, creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right, if the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-451-8989. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-451-8989. That's 1-800-451-8989. Again, 1-800-451-8989.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the Orioles used a familiar formula for success last night in Arizona. Six quality innings from a starter, some juice from the lineup.
Oh, Hurt buries this one to right field. That ball is way gone. The Orioles' first home run of the road trip.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson, Ryan O'Hearn with his first home run of the year for Baltimore, and Zach Eflin with his third straight quality start. Six innings, one run as the Orioles down the D-backs 5-1 was the final. Now, Eflin left the game after six innings with what was termed as shoulder fatigue, and Brandon Hyde addressed this after the game.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, he came out with a little bit of shoulder fatigue. So, you know, we're going to get some tests done, and we'll hopefully keeping our fingers crossed that everything's okay there, because he was absolutely cruising and so efficient and moving the ball to both sides of the plate.
Yeah, we shall see how that goes for Baltimore. They can ill afford another injury. March Madness for the men came to a conclusion last night in San Antonio.
National championship is in the balance. Florida leads it by two. 6 seconds, 5 seconds, short. He won't, he can't touch it, he can't. 1 second.
There we go. Ian Eagle with the call on CBS. The Florida Gators chomped their way back from a 12-point deficit. They beat the Cougars of Houston 65-63. They captured their third NCAA championship. Coming up in 30 minutes, should we be concerned about Zach Eflin? And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County. From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star Spangled Banner, this is The Right Choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Tuesday, April 8th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up on the program this morning, Governor Moore defending the budget that just passed yesterday. We'll take a look at the Commerce Secretary, Howard Lutnick, on focusing on the economy, not so much the stock market. And the Maryland General Insane Asylum has done it. Sine die last night at midnight, the end of the 90-day session in Annapolis, where they passed the largest budget, a largest tax increase in budget history. Here are the numbers right now. $67 billion budget. And when they started this thing, they were talking about a $63 billion budget. Somehow they added $4 billion over it in 90 days. So yeah, that's real cutting for you, isn't it?
Yep.
But the largest tax increase in history, $1.67 billion in tax increases. We'll get to those in just a moment. As for the blueprint, yeah, they kind of tinkered around the edges a little bit on the blueprint for the future. We'll discuss that. The Red Line to Nowhere is still going to be funded. The Climate Change Solutions Act of 2022, they didn't touch that. There wasn't much energy relief for those of us that are being hit with skyrocketing electric bills. You had a couple of credits or something on your bill. What about the liabilities? What about people suing for the Key Bridge collapse or the sex abuse victims or the 695 fatal crash? And there's probably more. And then there's the federal funding issue, because if they aren't going to basically kowtow to what the Trump administration is asking on a number of issues, they're going to lose federal funding as well. So I think we're back in special session here at some point. First up here is Minority Leader Steve Hershey on the 3% tech tax, and nobody really knows how this thing is being configured.
Unfortunately, it's one of those pass it and then find out what's in it. And we've asked those questions to be clarified. Many of them were talked about on the Senate floor today. A number of them had to deal more with the subcontractors and big IT projects. But how it affects everyday Marylanders, we still haven't heard.
Where have we heard that before? It rings a bell. There's a faint recognition of familiarity.
Yeah.
And we have to pass the bill first to find out what's in it.
Hmm. Well, Nancy Pelosi is indeed from Baltimore.
That's right. It was Nancy. It was Crazy Nancy. And, of course, the Democrats channeling their inner Pelosi yesterday in the Maryland General Insane Asylum.
Well, I thought it was a nice touch, though, that all the Democrats in the Assembly managed to have their dentures move around in their mouth while they were talking as well.
They lined up for their complimentary Botox shots as well.
6:13. Talk Radio 680, WCBM traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here is Barry Botox, traffic and weather on the threes.
Nah, you're not going to stick any needles in my face. It is what it is.
Yes, and you know what? You're really glad that your wife doesn't see an eye contact very often. It's,
thank you.
As is my wife about me.
This is not going to be a fun day unless this wreck on 95, which has been here since 3 this morning, southbound, as you're going down to the Beltway before you get to Arbutus. Only the right lane and the right exit lane to the inner loop of the Beltway are open. Major backup now. The backup now goes back past 395 into the Fort McHenry Tunnel and slowly is going to back out into the entrance to the southbound tunnel. Big backup there. the ramp from 95 to the BW Parkway, which is Russell Street, and then eventually the Parkway. That's busy. It's slow. That's an escape route right there, so that's fine. That you can go down to the Beltway and then come back up to 95 from there. Here's the other problem. 895 all the way back in Rosedale. Think about this. Back in Rosedale, coming south from the Beltway, they get the word about the wreck on 95. 895 right now, 615, is basically stopped at Moravia Road.
Wow.
So 45 minutes there. We're going to be 45 minutes to an hour on 95. So, folks, here we go again. Okay?
Yeah.
God bless the Key Bridge. You know what that did.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the problem. Eastbound I-70, as of 5-10 minutes ago, still blocked in Myersville. That's west of Frederick. Tractor trailer on its side. That puts traffic down on 144. It's closed at the 42-mile marker on the eastbound side. Excedrin number one is now coming up. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And you know the bridge probably won't be finished until 28.
Yeah.
No, maybe.
You
ain't going to build no damn bridge in 2.5 years.
Yeah. There are not people with a dam, just the bridge.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, damn bridge. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Weather Channel says sunny, breezy, and chilly. 50 for the high today. Right now, cloudy, 33 in Columbia, and it's 32 in Owings Mills. Time for some one-liner news. The Hubble Space Telescope has determined the length of the day is 28 seconds longer than previously understood on Uranus.
Oh, my. Well, really?
Okay. Or on Uranus, however you pronounce it.
I think Republican assumption is Uranus.
It's much harder for you to sit still on Uranus.
Yes.
The other way, you still got your ass covered.
That's right.
President Trump acknowledged the concern his tariffs have caused, but is urging Americans to take your medicine. He said, don't be a panickin.
Yeah, panickin. I saw that.
Yeah.
And it's a new thing.
We could add on to that. Don't be a panicat. That'd be another one.
As a Republican or a Democrat.
If you're Chuck Whitaker, don't be a panitarian.
Oh, nice. You know,
he eats anything in a pan.
Panning for gold.
That's right.
And making Joyce run.
What's that stuff you just add stuff in a pan? Oh, it's a hamburger helper. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And
I was always deathly afraid of tuna helper, though.
Yes.
I could never bring myself to eat any tuna helper.
No.
You know?
Hamburger helper
I really don't want help associated with my food in any way, shape, or form.
I thought hamburger helper tastes like Gainsburgers.
I'll take your word for that. He tasted one at once. The artist who created the official portrait of Donald Trump that used to hang in the Capitol building in Colorado says her business has been damaged by Trump's criticism of the painting.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So she's
not a very complimentary piece.
No, it wasn't. She's not expected to be asked to paint him for his second term.
Right.
But maybe by the third term, she said, she'll be forgiven. Scientists have brought back the once-extinct dire wolf. Did you see this yesterday?
I saw that last night.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
The species of wolf has been extinct for 10,000 years. Next up, the scientists will try to revive something that has become extinct more recently. Kanye West's career.
Yes.
Jerry Nadler.
Flooding the state of Kentucky has forced the historic Buffalo Trace Distillery to temporarily close after floodwaters swept into its facilities.
Ooh.
And one thing that's not acceptable in Kentucky is watered-down bourbon.
No.
Just not going to accept it.
Not good.
Do you, trivia question, remember the original drummer of the Beatles?
Pete Best.
Richard Starkey.
Richard Starkey, he was Ringo.
Is Ringo Starr. Yeah. But Pete Best was the original. They fired him and obtained Ringo. And so Pete has been performing in a variety of bands ever since then. But on Saturday, he announced he is retiring. And thanks to Beatles Anthology 1 album, his talents finally got released when they were cutting audition tapes. And he's made some significant money. Since it was released in 1995. So I thought three quick examples of Pete Best drumming on early Beatles stuff, right. And you'll hear John, Paul, and then George. Best. with the early Beatles, John. Paul sounded like he was channeling his inner Buddy Holly there for a second.
Yeah.
But the early R&B influence can be heard.
Good stuff. Really.
In all that stuff, yeah. So Pete Best was there for a cup of coffee and a little taste of immortality.
I still can't believe that I saw them live from the third row in 1964.
Yeah, because you're really old, man.
Yeah, I know. When was it? I was 42 when that happened. How do you think I am now?
Nah, that was great. I never got a chance to see all of them together, but I did see many of them single-handedly. I saw Paul McCartney a couple times.
I saw McCartney a couple times. Yeah. I actually met Paul McCartney down here at the Ice Palace, or whatever the hell they call it now, Amalie Arena.
Right.
Chuck, do you still have your original copy of Yoko Ono's Greatest Hits?
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah. But I like Slim Whitman better.
Yes. Yeah. I would take Slim Whitman over Yoko any day. That is for sure. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 620 Rescue Natural Supplements are there for you if you need them. And, of course, the supplement of the month this month is Glyco Plus, and it really is great for muscle aches, joint problems, and if you have stiff or achy joints, many of us do as we age, and, you know, against a lifetime of either athletics or maybe you started just working out now. You're having some issues with your knees or elbows, shoulders, backs. I mean, that stuff starts to creak on you a little bit as you get up there in age. Glyco Plus works. I am a testament to Glyco Plus. It's worked for me. After years of dealing with football injuries, I wake up with no stiff joints and feel great each and every day. And it's all natural, no side effects whatsoever, so it's easy on your stomach and kidneys, etc. Right now, you can buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code RELIEF, RELIEF, when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Or you can order online, res-q.com.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowy and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowy. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
WCBM listeners, hi, it's Jim with Wallace Roofing. Wallace Roofing's been protecting Maryland homes for over 90 years. That's three generations of getting the job done right. No shortcuts, no sales gimmicks, just honest work and quality workmanship. At Wallace Roofing, we answer our phones. A real human will answer the phone and answer your questions. 410-655-3700, 410-655-3700. Above all, a good roof.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
It was early in the afternoon. Remember this one?
Oh, yes.
1965.
Hang on, Snoopy.
By?
Oh, wow. Remember. By Camp.
One Hit Wonders?
The McCoys.
The McCoys.
The McCoys, yeah.
Hey, Chuck, you must have been listening to Bruce in those days.
I did.
Yeah.
He was working with me. He was working with me.
I was doing his traffic.
Doodah.
That's the only reason I was listening.
Yeah, I was listening to know when his traffic report was coming up.
Between reports?
What do you mean? You must have been listening.
Let's just be real.
Well, he hears it. That doesn't mean he's listening to it.
That's right. 6:23.
I got the doo-dah part. I remember
that's
that.
That's right. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Bruce, you know I love you.
Well, actually, that whole doo-dah thing, that was an outtake. They were doing the jingles, and some doofus, one of the singers, decided that would be a funny thing to do between takes. We thought it was so funny, we decided to use it on the air.
Worked.
Yeah.
Yep. Guess what? Now we have a problem on the Beltway. I'm going to need a sedative before all this is over. The outer loop, right before Security Boulevard, just waiting to see which lane. And hang on one second. Let me bring this up a little tighter. It looks like the left-hand lane. And, of course, it's in the construction area where there's no shoulder available. Yes, left-hand lane. A couple of vehicles are stopped. And we're backed up already back to 795. So there goes the west side beltway until they get this vehicle out of there. Tunnels, big problems. Southbound, the wreck 95 south between Camden Yards and the Beltway on the southwest side. Last report, last look, only the right lane and the right ramp lane we're still getting by. It's affecting both the harbor tunnels with major backup. Southbound, overturned tractor trailer. Need to get an update on this, but it was eastbound I-70 closed in the area in Myersville, west of Frederick at exit 42. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the chance is sunny, breezy today, and chilly 54, the high right now, cloudy 37 in Annapolis, 33 in Ellicott City. We're talking about the Maryland General Insane Asylum, largest tax increase in the history of the state of Maryland, was voted on and passed, and is awaiting Governor Moore's signature, $1.67 billion. So the big mystery here is the 3% tech tax, which the governor said they've carved out quantum and AI, but everything else is still on the table. That means your Wi-Fi could get hit. Mm-hmm. Your cell phones could get hit. Just about everything else could get hit with this 3% tax. Steve Hershey, the minority leader, says, well, Democrats are going to leave it up to the comptroller to figure it all out.
So the next step is for the comptroller to figure out what we've passed, unfortunately, and she will have an opportunity over the next 3 months to determine what the intent of the legislation was. And she will have to come out with a document that said these are the items that will be taxed.
Yeah, so basically it's all up to Brooke Learman now, and Marty says, writes in this morning, so the legislature throwing Learman under the bus by leaving what and whose tax solely up to her.
Yes.
This way, any legislator can have it both ways, taking credit when they want to and blaming Learman when things go bad.
Yeah.
But they probably are, you know, the back channel is, look, Brooke, just take care of this thing. We'll give you as much money as you might need to defeat your opponent mm-hmm. down the road.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It'd take a few hits for us, but we'll make sure we're there for you in the end, folks.
Yeah. That's classic, isn't it?
We get screwed.
No fingerprints.
The tech tax author, Delegate David Moon, People's Republic of Montgomery County, addresses whether or not there could be a special session in the near future.
I cannot predict anything about what a special session will hold, certainly not about revenues. But I can guarantee you that every week this Trump administration continues its actions, Maryland has thousands of its residents losing their jobs and being sent into our unemployment insurance rolls. For every state or government agency that DOGE starts its hatchet to, we get private sector layoffs.
It's Trump's fault, Musk's fault,
really.
Doge's fault. You know, they ran up the $3.3 billion structural deficit. They misspent the surplus. Oh, wait, they didn't. They didn't do that. They didn't vote on the blueprint. They didn't vote on the red line to nowhere. They didn't vote on the Climate Control Solutions Act of 2022. They didn't have all these liabilities facing them. But moving on to, once again, it's Orange Man bad.
We are going to have a very challenging year, 2 years, maybe more, ahead of us because the federal government right now is knocking the legs out of Maryland's economy. With all of the pain that we are dealing with this year in the Assembly, I do feel confident that we struck a balance to leave the state prepared and with a cash position to deal with some of the blows we know are going to continue coming from the Trump administration.
Wow. It's the Trump administration's fault, obviously.
How stupid is it for you to base everything on your economy in the state of Maryland on the federal government?
Well, it's one of the problems of having the massive federal government. I mean, there's a lot of real estate, Prince George's and Montgomery County.
That's fine, but that's icing on the cake. If you know, if you want to build a strong economy,
you don't base
it on the federal government. You just don't.
Yeah,
of course, but Democrats, that is their God. Democrats worship at the altar of big government. So that's, you know, when big government goes bad, when there's a downturn in the economy, then there's going to be a downturn in Maryland. And I'm telling you, it temporarily puts a Band-Aid on a gaping wound that's facing the state in the coming years.
Yeah, and once these departments get moved out to where they belong, Department of Agriculture out in Des Moines, Commerce somewhere else, Labor somewhere else, then the state of Maryland is going to face a substantial decrease in our tax base.
And what about this chicken salad approach by the... careful, Sean, because I almost said it.
And I don't have a dump button. I don't have a dump button on this
side. I've only had to dump myself once in my career. What about this cowardly approach that we as legislators aren't going to make the tough decisions. We're going to pass the buck to Brooke Lehrman to do that. Now, she is an elected official, but she wasn't elected to make wholesale decisions like this as to what where this 3% tech tax is going to apply to. It is just mind-boggling what passes for leadership in the state of Maryland. And this, to me, smacks of legislative malpractice. What say you? 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Love to hear from you here right after the 6:30 news. We'll hear from Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick on the economy, and there's some good news there. Latest headlines, once again at 6:30. Here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Maryland lawmakers are reacting to the U.S. Supreme Court decision to halt a lower court's order to return a Maryland man who has been deported to El Salvador by the Trump administration. During a telephone town hall meeting Monday night, Andy Harris supported the ruling, saying that all specifics are not known, but he thinks the Trump administration erred on the side of caution and made the right decision. Maryland's Democrat 6th District Rep is urging Congress to immediately revoke President Trump's tariff authority. April McLean Delaney says his tariffs are harming American families, leading to a significant job loss and destabilizing the economy. She says in the last week, President Trump's trade war has disrupted supply chains, isolated America from its allies, and pushed the economy toward a devastating recession. A Maryland lawmaker who sponsored a reckless driving bill has now pled guilty to using a handheld cell phone behind the wheel. Police ticketed State Rep. Mary Beth Carroza, March 29, Route 50 in Worcester County. Carroza was the primary sponsor of a bill stating that a person charged with reckless or negligent driving must appear in court and may not prepay the fine if their driving contributed to an accident resulting in the death of another person. There were no injuries or damage in Carroza's case. On April 3rd, she submitted a guilty prepayment and did not have to appear in court. And a former student of the Talmudic Academy in Baltimore County alleges that he was sexually molested by a rabbi in the 1970s. The victim is suing the school for more than $3 million. According to the Baltimore Banner, attorneys claim their client has suffered and endured mental anguish and embarrassment, incurred expensive psychological treatment, and will continue to suffer mental anguish and require treatment for the rest of his life. Rabbi Ephraim Shapiro died in 1989. He was the man accused. He was previously accused of molesting three other boys, including another student at the Talmudical Academy. Coming up next on WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
6:33 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Pick through letter number 995. Pick 43821. And now, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
So this morning, you can take your pick of which area is the worst. Right now, the outer loop of the Beltway just before Security Boulevard. The incident in the left-hand lane. State police just arriving now. Baltimore County Fire being dispatched as well. So when they arrive, we're going to probably lose another lane. We're already backed up back towards 795. When you get to the bridge at Windsor Mill Road, you need to be in the center and the right lane's getting through there. The big wreck overnight, 3 o'clock this morning, still down to one lane, 95 southbound after Camden Yards and before the Beltway on the southwest side. When you get to Washington Boulevard, you're in the area of the Caton Avenue Bridge. Stay to the right. Still only the right side of the roadway is open. We're backed up all the way through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 895 gets the word on that, and 895 is sitting almost dead stopped at Moravia Road, backing up to the city-county line. There's been a change on the wreck on I-70 near Frederick. The right lane now is the only lane blocked coming east on I-70 at the 42-mile marker in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures on the cool side again today. After today, we'll start to gradually warm up. Sunny and breezy, 50 this afternoon. Tomorrow, another dry day, 55. Thursday, showers scattered, 58 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA Guide at BetterNestEgg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Go to BetterNestEgg.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. It was a good news, bad news final last night for the Orioles in Arizona as the Birds authored a solid 5-1 win over the Diamondbacks. Gunnar Henderson looked the part with two hits and two stolen bases. Ryan O'Hearn provided some power.
Buries this one to right field. That ball is way gone. The Orioles' first home run of the road trip, and it's Ryan O'Hearn.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. It was O'Hearn's first round tripper of the year, and the Birds win it 5-1 in Arizona. Zach Eflin with another strong six innings for Baltimore, allowing just one run on four hits, no walks, but the right-hander left after six with shoulder fatigue, which the manager explained after the game.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, he came out with a little bit of shoulder fatigue. So, you know, we're going to get some tests done, and we'll hopefully... keeping our fingers crossed that everything's okay there.
You heard that deep breath from manager Brandon Hyde. He also closed his eyes when he used the word hoped and did not look very comfortable discussing it. Orioles minor league note, catcher Sam Basayo injured his left hamstring during AAA Norfolk's game over the weekend. Will miss time. The Orioles designated his injury as left hamstring discomfort. A lot of discomfort here. And he was placed on the injured list. One other baseball note, the Dodgers were in D.C. last night. Great game. Nats beat him 6-4. Shohei falls a double short of the cycle. March Madness came to its conclusion last night with a wild finish in San Antonio.
Use that. Give it up. Cryer. 6 seconds. 5 seconds. Short. He walked. He can't touch it. He can't. 1 second. And it's over. Flip back on top of the college basketball world. Championship madness. It's a great day to be a Gator.
Ian Eagle with the call on CBS. Walter Clayton scores all 11 of his points in the second half, but it was that defensive stop that was the key. The Gators come back from 12 down to win at 65-63 over Houston. It was the Gators' third national championship. And while Maryland men's basketball goes through transition under new head coach Buzz Williams, the women's team rolls on. Head coach Brenda Freeze, who's becoming a portal genius, adding two Big Ten star players yesterday. Yarden Garzon, originally from Israel, she played at Indiana, and Penn State's Gracie Merkel. Garzon is a three-year starter for the Hoosiers at guard, averaged 14 points a game. Merkel, a 67% shooter from the field. She's a 6'6 center, scoring 15.5 points per game. The time now is 6:37. When we return, a key Baltimore sports figure has passed away.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
You know, we always talk about the players and the coaches and the managers that are on the field doing their thing. We rarely talk about the people behind the scenes that bring us these sports. And Herb Belgrad, the first chairman of the Maryland Stadium Authority, passed away yesterday, 90 years old, from a heart condition. Without Herb Belgrad's leadership, we may not even have Camden Yards, the Orioles, or the Ravens here in this town, because he was a key figure. He was back in the 1980s. It was the first, well, first of all, the fact that we even created a Maryland
Stadium Authority to build these stadiums downtown when Memorial Stadium was crumbling back in the late 80s. And then, of course, keeping the Orioles here. And then he was not able to land an expansion team, but paved the way for the next Stadium Authority chairman, John Moog, to get Cleveland to come to Baltimore and the Ravens.
But not without a lot of controversy, too, because all of this was taxpayer-funded.
Right. No, nobody wanted the stadiums
and all the eminent domain that took all that land and everything. I mean, there was a lot of controversy. I remember our former colleague Tom Marr said when they were talking about building stadiums, stadia downtown, he said, the day they build a stadium downtown, I'll push a peanut with my nose across Charles Street. We were on him constantly, may he rest in peace. He never did push the peanut.
Yeah, and Hammerjacks, of course, raised holy hell about that.
Yeah.
The move for ages, the entire time it was happening.
That's right.
They were going to be displaced, and they were quite happy where they were.
Yeah. History. But you're right. Herb Belgrade was a integral part in all of that.
90 years old.
Yeah. Thanks, Gary.
Good life.
6:39, 21 before the hour, 7 o'clock. You want to join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680.
Well, old pencil neck was at it again yesterday. Adam Schiff decided to paint the most negative picture possible of the state of our economy and what he thinks is apt to happen next.
Well, it won't be the real wealthy that pay for them. Everyone else is going to pay for them. Working Americans are going to see their costs skyrocket. They're going to see their retirement accounts plummet and their Social Security and Medicaid ripped apart to give more money to billionaires. And here's the thing. They don't even pretend anymore. They are happy to admit that their multi-trillion dollar check that they're about to write to billionaires will be paid for by everyone else.
Boy, I tell you, there's nothing like that old class warfare stuff, is there? I mean, that's a chestnut the Democrats bring out every so once in a while. It's nothing like some good old-fashioned class warfare.
The list goes on and on and on. Life will get harder and harder. That is, of course, unless you're a multi-billionaire who wrote a big check to Donald Trump.
Or a big check to anybody else, I suppose. But no, just the ones who wrote a big check to Donald Trump, I suppose, is what he's coming here. And again, it's amazing. It's class warfare, which is basically one of the few tricks in their they have anymore.
How many billionaires contributed to Shifty Schiff and his campaign out there in California Senate?
But that's okay.
Yeah.
Jake Tapper the other day said basically that's okay because George Soros does it secretly. That was the argument. He said it's okay for Soros to do this because he doesn't make a statement about it. Really? So you'd rather have people contributing in the shadows than making the contribution in the open and saying this is what
I read a piece yesterday that said everything Scott Bessent and Donald Trump are doing right now are Soros-proofing the U.S. economy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, what he did to Bank of England, what he does to other countries, because you know, that's how he works. You know, he takes them down, and then, of course, they force to spend all his money on social welfare programs, no defense. And then that's how they get socialism implemented in some of these countries. And what Trump and Bessent are doing are Soros-proofing the economy. I think it's brilliant.
Yeah. Margaret Brennan had a conversation this past weekend with Howard Lutnick. Lutnick is, of course, the Secretary of Commerce. And he spent quite a time just trying to tell her, you know, Margaret, these are facts here. If you don't like the facts, that's cool. But these are the facts we have in front of us.
A little publicized story this week. Everyone wants to look at the stock market going down. You know what else went down? Oil prices went down almost 15% in 2 days, which impacts working Americans much more than the stock market does.
Yes, yeah. That's Scott Bessent.
Yes.
That's the Treasury Secretary.
Yeah, Bessent was saying that oil prices are down, and that is indeed great news, just tremendous news for the economy, and will have far more impact than anything else that happens momentarily on the U.S. stock market, and he's absolutely correct on that. A market right now is a little frothy, but I mean, there are still values out there, but boy, tread carefully. But you know that if oil prices go down, that's good domestically, it's good internationally. It also begins to make it more difficult for Russia and other adventurers overseas to continue their misbehavior. 6:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. And here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
Good news first. The wreck on the Beltway, right before Security Boulevard, gone. Open the lanes, back open. Bad news is we're backed up to 795. That's going to be there, not going to change, but at least all the accident vehicles are gone. Now, over to 95. This wreck happened at 3 o'clock this morning, southbound 95, after the Caton Avenue Bridge, after 395 Camden Yards. We're still only the right lane, and the ramp from 95 south to the inner loop of the Beltway is open. You can still get to the outer loop ramp, but you have to go by the accident scene. This back up now. Listen to this. We're backed up from the Caton Avenue Bridge all the way through the Fort McHenry Tunnel and all the way back to Moravia Road towards the city line. That's 6-7 miles, folks, okay? 895 is back to the city-county line. Pretty soon, I haven't looked at it yet, but I know it's going to be there. 95 coming down from Kenwood Avenue and the Beltway through Rosedale. They're going to get caught up in this, and it ain't going to be nice. It's not nice now. So here's a big deal. I don't know whether you want to consider taking the Beltway, going over to the JFX, come down the JFX into the city, work your way around from there. But this is a mess. The ramp from 95 south, which takes you onto Russell Street and down through the BW Parkway, that's the escape route. That's a single-lane ramp, and it's backed up. And then the parkway will have heavy traffic southbound as well. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says sunshine today, be breezy, still a little bit on the cool side of things, 50, and then things will start heating up tomorrow, sunny, dry in 55 before some showers may return Thursday through Saturday. Right now it is partly cloudy and 31 in Reisterstown and 34 in the city. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Johnson.
Tired of not eating meat. Meat's good. Good for men. And potatoes. I like potatoes. And I like gravy on my potatoes. Yum, yum.
By the way, Coca-Cola bringing back the nostalgic Share a Coke campaign.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
No.
Remember the slogan? Share a Coke and a smile.
Oh,
but now,
oh, very nice. Personalized
name cans and bottles already hitting grocery and convenience store shelves nationwide. So if you spot your name on a can or a bottle of Coke, congratulations. You basically won the mini lottery of happiness.
I thought it was a Share a Coke and a simile, so I was very confused.
But you're, you can, by the way, if you can't spot your name, you can download a QR code. It takes you to Coca-Cola's digital hub where you can create your own custom Coke label.
Oh, really?
So yes,
oh,
there's a bottle of Coke with Bruce. Your name's on it somewhere.
Somewhere.
Yeah. And then there's one for Chaz. But
Chaz. What did I tell you about that? What did I tell you about that? Wise guy. What did I tell you?
That's absolutely.
Choo choo's better.
I will smack the back of your head when I see you.
I'm getting warmed up for the big Chuck roast. Yeah. Or should I say, the Chaz roast?
That's it. I ain't coming now.
Oh, come on, choo choo.
Choo choo. This is doo-dah. We're going to have a good time.
All right. New York cheesecake pancakes are back at IHOP.
Pain in the ass.
As the pancake of the month for April 2025.
Two pancakes.
Crumble partnering with the Kardashians for this week's menu. So now you get your special Kardashian cookie.
Oh, boy.
That's a wide cookie.
That is a very wide cookie.
That's a big-ass cookie with a crack in it.
It comes with a really big box.
I beg your pardon?
Krispy Kreme.
Moving on.
Oh, my. I have to go now.
A few moments later.
Oh, I can't do it.
Krispy Kreme.
I can't do it. Bruce, help me out.
Reveals limited bunny-themed donuts.
Oh, no, not that.
There's keep it together, Sean. There's the bunny basket donut. There's the marshmallow bunny donut. There's the bouncing bunny donut.
I'm sitting there crying.
And then for Chuck, there's the Playboy bunny donut.
Oh, I like that one. Yes, sir. Full size.
Finally, there's the bunny dyed donut. That's so
right.
All right, we shall move on.
Oh.
All right, we'll see you in a couple. Morning like this, you need a few chuckles.
Yes. Need a few laughs.
6:48, 12 before the hour of 7 o'clock.
All right, we move from Scott Bessent now over to the conversation Margaret Brown had this past weekend with Howard Lutnick.
The cost to Americans was nearly $80 billion in new taxes due to his tariffs. Prices did go up on everything from washing machines to tires.
Well, no. But let's go back. The aggregate number was 0.7. Households saw real net wages go up. So if wages go up faster than prices, which is not what happened over the past 4 years, that's why the bottom 50% got eviscerated.
Well, I have mislabeled all these. That was actually still Scott Bessent. So let's grab one more Scott Bessent, he says, knowing all
along.
What's
this one be, Ludnick?
Yes, I know.
If we look at data from President Trump's first term, and there's a big study that just came out from a group of economists, mostly at MIT, that showed that a 20% tariff on China led to a 0.7% tax or price level increase over 4 years. I think that's pretty good.
Yeah. Look, I really do like this economic team he's assembled. I think Bessent is just a brilliant choice as Treasury Secretary. Ludnick at Commerce, you've got Kevin Hassett, the economic advisor. And I just think they really know what they're doing. And yeah. So, you know, it's going to take some time to get this thing, the ship righted. I look at yesterday what happened with the stock market, and I heard Charlie Gasparino, I think he made a very good point. He said, again, the stock market right now is Wall Street. Wall Street is reacting to these tariffs, and that's investors and stockbrokers.
They don't
and
know.
Corporations. But the Trump voter is Main Street.
Yeah.
And that's why his approval rating has now gone up 4 points since he announced the tariffs. Because the people, the forgotten men and women of America, people that watch their jobs getting outsourced, sent to other countries, their factories closing, their ability to earn a decent wage, decent living, has gone up in smoke under the previous Republican and Democrat presidents. The Main Street voter is what's supporting Donald Trump right now.
There's an old saying that goes around investor circles, and that is that the stock market has accurately predicted 25 of the last 7 recessions.
Yes.
So that's a problem, folks.
Coming up next, Governor Moore doubles down, defends his outrageous budget and tax increase. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
This is Pastor David Lewis at Cove Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. The prophet Jeremiah said that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. He wrote that over 2,500 years ago, and it has held true down through history. We read of Cain killing his brother Abel all the way back in the Garden of Eden. Haman tried to wipe out the Jewish race in the time of Queen Esther, and the name of Jezebel is still synonymous with treachery and immorality. In the New Testament, King Herod killed all the baby boys under the age of 2, and Judas betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. The Pharisees, of course, were the forerunners of today's lying, crooked politicians. We don't have time to list all the evil people since biblical times, but Hitler, Stalin, and Mao certainly come to mind. Today, we have George Soros, Vladimir Putin, and Planned Parenthood behind much of what's wrong with society. When will it all end? Only when the Lord returns to finally bring God's justice to his creation. The next to last verse of Scripture says it all. Come, Lord Jesus. This is Pastor Dave Lewis with a moment of truth.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASE certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit JimBarbieAutomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost. It pays off. Is your wear and carry permit about to expire? Don't wait until it's too late. At Free State Gun Range, we offer initial and renewal courses to keep you prepared and protected. Our certification is valid for 2 years, so you can be confident you're up to date and ready to go. Whether you're renewing or starting fresh, our expert instructors provide hands-on, top-notch training. Lock in your training now before prices go up. Secure your spot today. Your safety depends on it. Call Free State Gun Range now. At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Is he or isn't he Governor Wes Moore running for president in 2028? We'll try to attempt to answer that question.
Well, he says he's not, which means absolutely nothing.
Well, you have to pay attention to these people. He's very Obama-esque in
intense. People have demanded, despite my previous protestations, that I would not run. The people have demanded.
If nominated, I will not serve.
Yeah. Right? 6 and 53, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, Howard Lutnick.
This, don't get me started again. I just cleared myself up. 95 and 895, hour delays right now, at least, maybe a little more. 95 is backed up now through Rosedale. Told you it would be. Not quite back to the Beltway, but almost. 3 miles from the Beltway to the city-county line. 6 miles to the other side of the Fort McHenry Tunnel to where this wreck is. That's 9 miles. Okay? That's just 95. 895, really can't do anything. They only back up to Moravia Road. That's where it starts. And then to the city-county line. That's slow all the way through the old Harbor Tunnel. Single lane to the right, 95, after you pass Camden Yards. The ramp lane to the inner loop of the Beltway is open. The ramp from 95 down to the Parkway is also open, but that's going to be jammed up, and that ramp is slow. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't have an easy way for you to get over to the west side right now, unless you can know your way around. You can come through the city, but if you get on the Beltway, it's gridlock all the way around. It's just not easy, but it's more than an hour delay right now at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
Weather Channel forecast for your Tuesday. Sunny, breezy today, 50 for the expected high. Tomorrow, sunny, dry, and 55 right now. Cloudy, 34 in Pasadena, and it is cloudy and 34 in Dundalk. After the budget boondoggle during this Maryland General Insane Asylum session, Governor Moore sat down with Mackenzie Frost of Fox 45 in an interview yesterday, and defended the largest tax increase in the history of the state of Maryland, $1.67 billion.
Well, I'd say that we walked into this session dealing with an inherited structural deficit, and we're going to leave such it with a surplus. And I'm going to say to middle-class families, you're just getting a tax cut.
He kind of skipped over the tax increase. Yeah. Notice that. It's just, well, we inherited it, and then we got a surplus, and you got a tax cut. Let's move on, shall we?
Please.
Let's talk about one of those taxes, the tech tax, which Governor Learman, oops, I meant Governor Moore, has said you got to modernize the tax code.
Do you think that it is good governance to pass a tech tax when we're hearing from all of the budget leaders say we're going to have to figure out later who actually pays it, who it applies to, and how the state's going to really capture this revenue?
Well, I think what you're looking at is how can you make sure that you are modernizing a tax code, because there's no one who looks at Maryland's tax code and says this thing makes sense. And when you look at the data tax that's added in, which again is modernizing our tax code, there are carve-outs for the industries that I think are really our lighthouse industries, things like quantum and AI and IP.
So he wants to be able to favor certain industries over the other.
Yeah.
So give those industries carve-outs.
Yeah, picking winners and losers, again, is what government does.
That always works so very well.
And we're often the losers because there's no carve-outs for us, the Maryland taxpayer. And once again, Mackenzie Frost pressing the governor whether this is fair to Maryland taxpayers.
Is it really fair to say that 94% of people will see no change or a tax break in their income taxes when they will have to be paying these other taxes and fees?
I think it's absolutely fair because I think it's the numbers. I think for especially when you consider what's happening on the federal level, the fact that this state can say the governor is making sure that he's holding firm on his promise of getting the middle class a tax cut, I think people can and people are do feel thankful for that.
People will still see the headlines with $1.6 billion in tax increases, though. Do you think that they really will be thankful for a government who is taxing them more, given the fact that we are seeing all of the other federal actions?
I think you are watching a state government that is giving the middle class a tax cut in this moment. I think you are going to watch a state government that's about to do the largest amount of cuts to a Maryland state budget that we have seen literally in over a generation. And so I think people are seeing that this is actually, it's not just what fiscal discipline looks like, this is what good governance looks like and how to properly maintain a balance sheet.
The old saying is, you know, the proof of the pudding is in the tasting. So the question is, if nothing else changes, will your taxes go up or down next year under the new plan? If they go down, then he has a legitimate claim to saying there was a tax cut.
Yeah, well, the issue
is, if
they
go up, he's lying.
You can't compartmentalize. And that's what they're trying to do here. They're trying to say, well, everyone's going to get an income. 94% is going to get an income tax cut. Yeah, to most Marylanders, taxes are taxes.
Yep.
Sales tax, income tax, tire tax, sleep tax, tech tax. I mean, this avalanche of tax and spend maneuvers is going to wipe out the 94% who are going to get a tax cut. And what happens if there are more federal funding shortages or other deficits in the near future?
If these projections of the anticipation of all of these new taxes and generating for the state don't bear out, and it's lower than expected, do you think that we'll be here next year looking and having the same conversation, looking at new ways to generate taxes, especially during an election year?
No, I think the thing we've got to focus on is growth. We've got to grow this economy. If we're not growing the economy, we're just simply talking about managing decline. And I refuse to stand here and manage decline. We inherited an economy that essentially had flatlined. That's what created the structural deficit that we ended up inheriting. And when you have that, you then are just basically trying to cut your way to prosperity.
But do you think that you're going to grow the economy by implementing all of these other taxes that could potentially push the job creators out of Maryland?
You're going to grow the economy by doing things like we just did, which is essentially putting over $130 million into advancing new industries.
All right. Well, we'll see, won't we? But something tells me we're not going to be able to grow this economy. Stay tuned.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Japan, among countries planning trade talks with the U.S. after President Trump hiked tariffs, moving them closer to those charged by our trading partners. Now, one of America's big trading partners is China, and Beijing remains defiant, prompting the president to threaten additional 50% tariffs on Chinese imports. One top House Republican says she is committed to helping Mr. Trump win the standoff with our trading partners.
House GOP Conference Chair Lisa McClain of Michigan says the president's tariff strategy is already bearing fruit.
It's been a week. I think you already see people coming to the table.
McClain says there's no question the tariff war will cause some short-term pain, but also says downside has been overblown by some in the media.
Somebody predicted, oh my God, it's going to be a Black Monday today, though. I think how the Dow flows. Right, a point up.
McClain convened a small group of reporters here to share her thoughts on everything from tariffs to the budget and future leadership in the House. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
The Supreme Court has spoken, ruling the Trump administration has the right to deport illegal aliens under the Alien Enemies Act. 5-4 ruling affirming the executive branch's power to enforce immigration policy. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu visited the White House the other day, vowing to quickly eliminate a trade deficit with the U.S., quoting the Prime Minister, we think it's the right thing to do. Tensions flare along the dividing line between North and South Korea. The South says its soldiers fired warning shots after North Korean troops cross the border. Florida wins the NCAA men's championship, defeating Houston 65-63 in last night's title game. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures suggest a higher open later on. The Dow futures up 710 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 211. The S&P futures up 71 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
World is spiraling out of control. Financial markets are extremely volatile. Global conflicts are escalating and inflation is everywhere. How do you protect yourself when everything's uncertain? The answer is gold. Specifically, the 2025 1-ounce Gold Eagle in flawless NGC MS70 condition from Global Coin. It's a lifeline in these chaotic times. A rock-solid asset that has outperformed for millennia. Call 888-800-1045 right now to lock in this stunning coin for dealer cost. Just $3,199. Free shipping. No sales tax. Secure this tangible asset you can hold today. The first 100 callers get a free MS70 2025 Silver Eagle. Two U.S. minted legal tender coins to shield you from the storm. Global Coin stands by you with a 30-day return policy because your security matters. Go to globalcoindeal.com or call 888-800-1045 today. They're knowledgeable, professional, and trustworthy. No gimmicks, just incredible coins at incredible prices. 888-800-1045. Call before it's too late.
703 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
There's no change on the wreck on 95 South between the Caton Avenue Bridge and the Beltway in Arbutus. It's still only the right straight through lane and the lane that would take you to the inner loop of the Beltway from that area. That's where the problem starts. In the backup now, there's a wreck in the right lane, southbound 95 at 395, the exit ramp to Russell Street and eventually down to the BW Parkway. It's moving very slow. It's a single lane ramp. There is room to get by from that point. You're backed up from the wreck just after Caton Avenue all the way through the Fort McHenry Tunnel, all the way back to the city-county line, and then 95 is backing up, not quite to the Beltway, but it's not going to be much longer. 895, the Old Harbor Tunnel, is open, but basically sitting still, stop and go from the city-county line at Moravia Road all the way through the Old Harbor Tunnel. Total gridlock and more than an hour delay right now. Wow. Going into both the harbor tunnels. The construction area, by the way, they do that. That just aggravates everything. Northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. Slowing on the Beltway continues from the earlier wreck on the outer loop near I-70. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures on the cool side again today. After today, we'll start to gradually warm up. Sunny and breezy, 50 this afternoon. Tomorrow, another dry day, 55. Thursday, showers scattered, 58 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Ellicott City has 38 degrees. Hunt Valley has 43. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Maryland's 2025 General Assembly session ended at midnight last night in Annapolis. State lawmakers passed the final budget plan yesterday with new taxes and fees, plus spending cuts, in order to close a $3.3 billion deficit. On the final day of the 90-day session, Governor Wes Moore said that his goals of reforming the tax code, making Maryland more business-friendly, and investing in residents have been met with the $67 billion spending plan. Maryland Senate Republicans say the passage of the fiscal 2026 budget plans mark a deeply concerning moment for the state. During an interview with the Baltimore Sun, Wes Moore says, nope, I'm not running for president in 2028. He's going to focus on running for re-election in 2026 instead. 19-year-old man recovering after a shooting in East Baltimore. Police say the victim was shot in the 1200 block of Asquith Street at about 5 p.m. Monday. Victim suffered a gunshot wound to the leg, taken to a hospital where he is in stable condition. And Maryland lawmakers reacting to the U.S. Supreme Court decision to halt a lower court's order to return a Maryland man who was deported to El Salvador. During a telephone town hall meeting last night, Andy Harris supported the ruling. Harris says all the specifics are not known, but he thinks the Trump administration erred on the side of caution and thinks they made the right decision. It's 7:06 on WCBM. Lottery numbers, pick 3995, pick 43821, and next, Stein on Sports.
Hi, I'm Chris Serbeck, president of Crestlock.com. I hear a lot of ads from my competition claiming they're the best. Crestlock.com has been in business since 1969. With our years of experience, we have built a state-of-the-art showroom and mobile showroom so you can see for yourself working systems. Visit Crestlock.com at 10015 Pulaski Highway, Middle River, so you can decide if Crestlock.com is the best company to handle all your locksmith and security needs. Give us a call at 410-256-7800 for Crestlock.com.
Hi, I'm Nick Serbeck, owner of BirdDogDesignsCO.com. We know that remodeling your home is a big decision, and who you trust to do it matters. That's why we treat every project like it's our own, combining thoughtful design, skilled craftsmanship, and clear communication every step of the way. Our clients don't just hire us, they get to know us, love our process, and trust that we'll deliver. Let's build something incredible together. Call or text 410-881-9010. Or visit birddogdesignsco.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A workmanlike offensive effort by the Birds last night in Arizona with Ryan O'Hearn providing some early juice with a first-inning solo shot, and then Ryan Mountcastle with a crowning blow in the fifth.
Mountcastle
strokes one to center. It's a big base hit. It's going to score two. Break the back and break the spirit of Zach Gallen in one short stroke. But the win comes with a cost. Kevin Brown with a call on Masson. Mountie's two-run single in the fifth gave Zach Eflin the cushion. The right-hander went six quality innings for a 5-1 win in the series opener. However, manager Brandon Hyde revealing in the postgame that Eflin requested to come out after six innings, complaining of shoulder fatigue. Hyde was asked after the game,
"Are there signs of that, or did he just tell you as he was walking off?"
"Saw the velo go down a little bit there in the sixth, and then after the sixth he said something. So, unfortunate, because he was throwing the ball so well."
Grayson Rodriguez already on the injured list. By the way, velo meaning pitch velocity. Grayson Rodriguez already on the IL. Albert Suarez yesterday transferred to the 60-day IL. And finally, in San Antonio last night, the Florida Gators come back from a 12-point deficit to beat the Houston Cougars for the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship. 65-63, the final. Their first title since going back-to-back in 2006-07. Coming up in 30 minutes, a sign of spring. It's Masters Week, and that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowie and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowie. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or saferetirementsolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are your vehicle, baby. At full velo.
Yeah.
Hour two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice of Maryland. Coming up this hour, Attorney General Pam Bondi.
Yeah.
And others saying, "Jasmine Crockett, you better be careful.
Step back.
Could be crossing the line there." Incredible story. At the bottom of the hour, Florida Attorney General busting a major pedophile ring on TikTok. And it is absolutely heinous, what they have uncovered. Top story here in this hour, of course, the hilarity from the hands-off crowd.
Look, this past Saturday was a combination of well-meaning, aging hippies. They're roughly, a lot of them were like 50 years of age and up. There were virtually no Gen Z folks out there. And there were virtually no people with children out there. This is all an older group of individuals who are longing for the old days, I guess, of LBJ's great society. And they had some rather unusual things to say about their points of view. One or two of them actually had to read off a piece of paper as to exactly why they were there. That's always promising when you see that happening. Why are you here? Hang on a second. Let me read this.
Did you see the one on TikTok yesterday? A young woman saying that she was told not to wear anything MAGA clothing or MAGA hats or whatever. And you go up, you're going to show. There'll be a woman with a blue hair and a nose ring. Report to her, and she got paid. It was a gig. She had no idea what the issues were. She just showed up to get the paycheck.
Well, you know, there are some people there who are doing it gratis, and some people there who are doing it because of the passions of their heart, I suppose. Here's one guy who had his rant prepared, I think, for months, Sean. He was going to see if he could maybe get a Grammy, maybe an Academy Award, maybe a SAG trophy, something at all.
Idiot! Moronic!
The Mango Menace?
Break our NATO alliance! Turn our allies against us! Steal our money! Throw 71 million people off Medicaid that people depend on! 71 million people! Is this what you want? Do you want money taken from your grandma? Do you want to not support battered women and abused children? Is that what you believe? Stand up and say it, fascist. Stand up and say it. I'm standing up and saying what I believe. You stand up and say what you believe. And not platitudes. And not idolatry. Let's hear ideas. You have no ideas. All you have is hate, racism, stupidity, and greed.
Best supporting dupe in a short form theater presentation.
Every one of these you're about to hear is proof positive that liberalism is indeed a mental disorder.
But he was ready, man.
Yeah.
He was absolutely ready for his performance. He'd rehearsed it ahead of time. And here's another guy, a little more succinct, but I suppose this is, and Sean will be talking about this at greater length during the rest of the show, this is a thought that comes up on the political left way, way too often.
How do you feel about Donald Trump?
I think that he deserves to die.
He should what?
Die.
Okay.
Yeah. I think he deserves to die.
There is a new poll out, a new study. Shocking. I'd say it shouldn't be that shocking for those that cover this, but for a lot of people it will be, on just how much violence the Democrat Party and the left are willing to accept.
Yeah, Saturday was a rehearsal, dress rehearsal for the Democrats' brown shirts. We'll see how it plays out for them. More on this coming up. Wait till you hear. Wait till you hear this one guy. He's hilarious. 713, Talk Radio 680, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, we're back down here again on 95 southbound. This wreck happened in the 3 o'clock hour, and we're still down to one lane to the right and the ramp lane from 95 south to the inner loop of the Beltway. You go around the accident scene, you can actually get to the ramp to the outer loop of the Beltway, but that's not even the point. The backup here is basically a single lane with the ramp lane to the Beltway on the far right side. So we have one, two, three, four lanes, three lanes trying to go into one lane, and it's just not good. So we're backed up right here all the way back through the Fort McHenry Tunnel, all the way back past the city-county line. This is somewhere between 7, 8, 9 miles for the traffic on 95 trying to come down from the Beltway through Rosedale. 895 then, in turn, 895 is open. It's a two-lane roadway sitting dead stopped at Moravia Road and the city-county line. That's a 5-mile backup trying to get through that. So it's total gridlock. If you had a flight at the airport at 7 o'clock this morning, you might not get there till 9, the way it's going right now. And then we start to look at some of the areas around it. The Beltway is backed up from 95 over through Parkville, trying to get away from that. There just aren't very many options to go from that side to the southwest side of the Beltway without getting involved in even more gridlock, because it's just not going anywhere. So with that, oh, also, by the way, 395 southbound coming down from Camden Yards, same story there. They're backed up, so anybody south from the convention center, you're also being affected by this and basically sitting still in that same area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel forecast, sunny, breezy, and 50 today, and right now it is 35 and cloudy in Edgewater, and 31 partly cloudy in Forest Hill. And time for our MAGA movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
Huge ruling yesterday in the Supreme Court. Vacating Judge Jim Boasberg's orders barring the Trump administration's removals of gangbangers under the Alien Enemies Act.
This is a monumental, colossal victory for the rule of law, for the Constitution, for our founding generation, John Adams, who signed this law into effect in 1798, and for President Trump in fulfilling his mandate and campaign pledge.
Stephen Miller, of course, the deputy chief of staff. The high court said Boasberg lacked jurisdiction. It was a 5-4 vote, by the way. Guess which, air quote, conservative justice voted with the three libs?
I would think Amy Coney Barrett.
Yes.
Yeah.
And again, Trump had made very few mistakes in his first term. One of those was listening to the establishment and part of the establishment in the Federalist Society. Not the Heritage Foundation, but the Federalist Society. And Amy Coney Barrett is proving to be David Souter in a dress.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The better choice would have been Bridget Bade. Okay. That's a true out of Arizona. She would have been the much better choice than Amy Coney. But now we're stuck with Amy Coney Barrett for the rest of. I don't know if that's her true jurist temperament, or is it that she's afraid because of her children? Maybe she's afraid of the Kavanaugh assassination attempt. Maybe that has a lot to do with it. But she cannot be relied on as a conservative vote on the Supreme Court.
But I'm still back at Souter in a dress. Is this something you've personally witnessed?
I have not.
Okay, just checking.
I'm just combining the political ideology with one's fashion sense.
I see.
Okay. The Trump tariff order, I don't think people have read it. I actually pulled it up and read it again. It's clear, it's strategic, and it's necessary.
Here's what it says. The order said that at the heart of the executive order is the assertion that large and persistent U.S. goods trade deficits totaling $1.2 trillion in 2024, up over 40% in the last 5 years, represent an unusual and extraordinary threat to America's economy and national security. These deficits, it says, are not merely the result of market forces, but the product of disparate tariff rates and non-tariff barriers with America's trading partners. The order just doesn't assert it, it proves it. According to the World Trade Organization, the United States is one of the world's lowest simple average most favored nation tariff rates at 3.3%. Brazil, 11%. China, nearly 8%. The EU, 5%. India, 17%. And on and on and on it goes. So those are the facts. All you have to do is read them. Europe apparently has read, and now they're considering. Here's Ursula von der Leyen of the EU.
We stand ready to negotiate with the United States. Indeed, we have offered zero-for-zero tariffs for industrial goods, as we have successfully done with many other trading partners. Because Europe is always ready for a good deal, so we keep it on the table. But we are also prepared to respond through countermeasures and defend our interests.
Yeah, so this is trying to, you know, have it both ways. They'll take the tariffs down to zero. They have still a very punitive VAT tax, and they got a lot of non-tariff trade barriers. Like, for instance, you don't see American cars in Europe.
No.
You just don't see it anywhere. And there's other products as well that they want. And President Trump went on to say, hey, they've been our toughest partner when it comes to trade.
The EU has been very tough over the years. I always say it was formed to really do damage to the United States in trade.
Yeah, and Dr. Peter Navarro also weighing in on what the heck the EU does import from the United States.
They don't buy anything of ours, and they want us to go to zero-zero. Europe's come out with the same thing. Now think about this. Why do we run such a huge trade deficit with the European Union?
Yeah. Why? Again, they just don't buy any. Trump has issued an ultimatum to China, demanding that they withdraw their new 34% tariff or face additional 50% U.S. tariffs hiked by today, and they'll cut off negotiations. That's it. We won't talk to you about it anymore. China responded, if the U.S. insists on its own way, China will fight to the end. Well, you're going to lose that because you need this market and access to it much more than we need yours. Japan apparently is going to be the first country to negotiate. Scott Bessent has been dispatched to negotiate with the Japanese prime minister over the tariff situation there. And by the way, Trump's approval rating is skyrocketing up from 49 to 53%. The tariffs have been imposed. Why? Because Main Street voters are Trump's voters, not the Wall Street crowd. And that is the way it is in 79 days of the golden age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
7:21, Stephen Friedman is on the line from the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, Sean. Good morning. How you doing?
We are fine, sir. Thank you.
All right, so this morning's vignette is about not representing yourself if you've been in an auto accident, or really any personal injury accident. It's a very bad idea. You will not get the settlement you deserve, and quite frankly, the insurance company will take advantage of you, so you need proper representation. We had a young lady that was involved in a bad accident, and she tried to go it alone, and she was given a very minimal offer, and she was actually going to take the offer, but fortunately, her friend is a WCBM listener, so she had us call, she called us, and now we're representing her, and we settled the case for a large sum, so it's important. So here are the facts of this case. Our client, 28 years of age, she is a teacher in Westminster, Carroll County. She was at a stoplight. She smashed in the rear by a defendant who not only was an illegal, but was DWI, no license, and he was driving a stolen car. I mean, incredible combination there. So he's arrested on the scene. My client's taken by ambulance to the hospital. The impact was so strong that the airbag deployed. It burned her right arm. She was also suffering from neck and back complaints. So she stays overnight in the hospital, and then she is referred by her doctor to physical therapy. She does about 10 weeks of physical therapy for her neck and back, which those issues resolve. The problem she faced was that she still has this burn mark on her arm. She saw a dermatologist, she saw a plastic surgeon, and they just recommended ointments. So the insurance company, her insurance company, because this is an uninsured motorist claim, she went through her company, gave her a very minimal offer. She was going to take it, and then fortunately, again, she contacts us. We represent her, and we settled her case a couple weeks ago for like 10 times the amount that she was going to accept. So again, folks, if you've been in any type of accident, give us a call. Do not go it alone. 410-363-6848. Don't forget about your auto accident checklist cards. We have them free for you. Every driver in the listening area should have one in their glove box. So just give us a call. We'll send them out to you for free, as many as you need. I want to also wish everyone a happy Passover and a happy Easter. Please be safe out there, folks. And obviously, if you need us, we're only a phone call or an email away. So that's it for this week, Sean. Have a terrific rest of the week. Stay warm. It's going to be cold today, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
You and Rachel and family have a good holiday as well. Stephen, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, Stephen Friedman, Law Office, Michael A. Friedman. Check him out, maflaw.com.
7:23 Tuesday morning on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
It's not good this morning on 95. This wreck happened at 3 o'clock this morning, 95 South, just as you're coming out of the city after Camden Yards, Caton Avenue ramp area, and that wreck is still there. Only the right lane and the right ramp lane getting by from 95 South. Just looking at 95 here after the Beltway, apparently somebody's figured it out and decided not to go down 95 through there. So that's okay. So it's not as bad as it could be, but it's still backed up for the traffic, at least after that point, and down through the bridge at Chesico Avenue, and eventually working your way through the city-county line. After that point, then you have to deal with city-county line on 95 all the way into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, through the tunnel, out the other side, and all the way down to the Beltway. The only escape route would be the exit ramp to Russell Street or the Parkway. Traffic coming out of the city on 395 from the Convention Center, gridlock there as well, because they just can't move to get on 95 South, so that's another problem there. And again, 895 is backed up at Moravia Road. At least an hour, maybe 90 minutes right now for the traffic southbound. Heads up in the city, northeast side, pedestrian hit at Northern Parkway at McLean Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Talk weather. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
That's the Weather Channel forecast. Yeah. Sunny, breezy today. And a high of 50. Right now, of course, it is, it's a little bit chilly here this morning. Mm. 33 in Cloudy and Laurel and 34 in Glen Burnie. Now, sir, it is your turn.
My turn. All right. We're going to zip through these because this is a great guy. This is a conservative blogger who went out just kind of to check out the lay of the land on Saturday. So he runs into the guy almost right away. The guy's wearing a construction vest, a mask, and he identifies himself as I'm security. Here's how it went.
When confronting these anti-Trump and anti-Elon Musk protesters, seeing what they're protesting for.
I just want to remind you of protest procedure. Don't film unless it's consent of anyone's faces. And we'd ask if
we're on public property, though, so we can film.
Yes. Don't touch me. Don't touch me!
Whoa.
Don't touch me!
I didn't touch you for nothing.
You touched me! Don't touch me!
He's kind of three
just
or four
for some reason,
away.
Diana Ross, touch me in the morning, just came
touch
to just
morning.
Came into my mind.
Right. And then they walk on, and all of a sudden the quote security guy again. This is kind of odd stuff. This is out of the blue. Who does this?
Almost
easy.
Almost.
Easy.
Almost.
Easy.
You
want,
no.
Easy.
You're not here.
Wait.
You're not here for the
whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
Police.
What? Get the police. What did I do? No,
don't feed the trolls.
No.
Get elbows around.
Elbows around.
Around.
Holy cow. Don't let me go.
Elbows.
Elbows.
Peaceful.
Man, we are peaceful. What the hell is going on out here?
Elbows!
They should have called it a heads off instead of heads off because they've lost their minds.
And then this, again, the guy re-identifies himself as security. Like, this is an official title.
Bro, get off me. He's touching me. I know I'm attractive, but I'm not that attractive to be following me like stink on poo. Come on, man, get off me.
Get off!
the property. Go,
yeah, ma'am.
Go.
Stop following me.
I'm part of security. He's not allowed
to
be here.
Part of no security. I could have brought a construction vest as well. Ma'am, I came in a suit to be respectful for you guys today. Oh, geez. Are you moaning, sir? Drop the moan.
He's riding up on me.
He's riding up on me.
This is not okay.
This guy has a mask.
Now, he goes on, the, quote, security guy, and I'm looking at the video. He's standing around 5 to 6 feet away from the guy with the microphone and an equidistance away from the guy with the camera, okay? And all of a sudden, the security guy, since the rest of his day is not going very well, he's not being able to prove he's security, I guess, begins to scream at him.
Oh, help! Help! He's hurting me! Help!
You look like a fool.
Help! He's touching me!
Bro, you...
Help!
Hey, you're fucking the people.
I'm not...
Help!
He's touching me. He's 6 feet away. He's just hoping for a crowd reaction in an unthinking kind of fashion. So it's just kind of an amazing moment. Just an amazing moment. And then this is one of my favorites. A young woman there decides she's going to add her voice to the generalized insanity of what's going on.
Fascist here.
I gotta tell you, Sean, I'm watching this, and you know my mind operates in a very unusual kind of fashion, and this is what actually I'm hearing in my brain.
Hey, be here.
I just couldn't help it. Right away.
Did you see the confrontation that they with Congressman Byron Donalds down in Florida?
No.
With this woman who was just, she would not just let him get a word in edgewise. And just screaming at him at the top of her lungs, calling him a fascist. And the thing that really set her off, he goes, ma'am, I'm going to be your governor one day. That just set her off. It was worth it.
I'm sorry. As a spectator sport, Saturday was a great day.
It was. Not for the left, though, because
they
proved
here
to most of America that there are actually, however many thousands were out there, that we still have a massive mental illness problem in our society today, and most of it's on the left. Yeah. Coming up after 7:30 news, a horrific pedophile ring was busted up in Florida. We have the details for you coming up right after the news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Maryland lawmakers reacting to the U.S. Supreme Court decision to halt a lower court's order to return a Maryland man who was deported to El Salvador. Yesterday, Andy Harris said during a telephone town hall meeting that he supports the ruling. He said all the specifics are not known. However, he thinks the Trump administration erred on the right side of caution and made the correct decision. Maryland's Democrat 6th District Rep is urging Congress to immediately revoke President Trump's tariff authority. April McLean Delaney says his tariffs are harming American families, leading to significant job loss and destabilizing the economy. She says in the last week, President Trump's trade war has disrupted supply lines, isolated America from its allies, and pushed the economy toward a devastating recession. A Maryland lawmaker who sponsored a reckless driving bill, this is a filer's under irony of the day, has pled guilty to using a handheld cell phone recklessly behind the wheel. Police ticketed State Senator Mary Beth Carroza March 29th, Route 50 in Worcester County. Carroza was the primary sponsor of a bill stating that if a person charged with reckless or negligent driving must appear in court and may not prepay the fine if their driving contributed to an accident resulting in the death of another person. There were no injuries or damage in Carroza's case, and on April 3rd, she submitted a guilty prepayment and did not have to appear in court. When questioned, by the way, she said she made a mistake, she regrets it, and she paid the fine and ended the conversation. And a former student of the Talmudical Academy in Baltimore County alleges that he was sexually molested by a rabbi in the 1970s. The victim is suing the school for more than $3 million. According to the Baltimore Banner, attorneys claim their client has suffered and endured mental anguish and embarrassment, incurred expensive psychological treatment, and will continue to suffer mental anguish and require treatment for the rest of his life. 7:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And spring
Springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. There are so many things to look forward to, whether it's walking your dog, taking a stroll through the park with a loved one. It can be just energizing to get outside. Getting back into activities such as these can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Our patented three-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their good feet story.
Amazing, the change. No pain left in my foot. My ability to walk is vastly improved. Like on a Saturday afternoon, I will take my dog for a walk, which is, I would watch football, I would watch basketball, I would do anything but probably go out and take a walk. But I do that now because there's no pain. I'm doing things more outside than I would have otherwise before. It's just real. Like, it really does work.
Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need to get the most out of your springtime activities. Come into the Good Feet store for your free fitting and test walk, or visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Lottery numbers, pick 3, 995, pick 4, 3821. And now, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on a brutal morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's nasty. Heads up, Howard County, new wreck there, Route 32, right at the bridge at I-70. Back here on 95, again, this wreck happened 3 o'clock this morning, still down to a single lane straight through. The exit ramp from southbound 95 to the inner loop, which would take you up to Wilkins Avenue, that lane is open. The backup starts right here, right before the Beltway, goes all the way through the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and is backed up all the way back through the city-county line. 895, the Old Harbor Tunnel, is open. Everybody's moving. It's only two lanes, and it's very limited roadway there. So with that, we're backed up more than an hour delay. Could be 90 minutes here as you're sitting at the city-county line. The overflow traffic is on the Beltway. We see traffic on the Beltway towards Pulaski Highway going down to Eastern Avenue, maybe thinking, well, we could cut some of this off to get through there. Yeah, but you're eventually going to run right back into it. Anyway, 395 from the convention center south is also backed up. You're going to have delays there. And then all this traffic getting off of 95 onto Russell Street and eventually down to the BW Parkway. You'll have the heavy surge of traffic all the way down to the Beltway in Anne Arundel County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures on the cool side again today. After today, we'll start to gradually warm up. Sunny and breezy, 50 this afternoon. Tomorrow, another dry day, 55. Thursday, showers scattered, 58 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid Radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get 60% off, free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Injury radar back up for the Birds following the team's 5-1 win over the D-backs last night in Arizona. A nice performance by Zach Eflin, marred by the news in the postgame that the right-hander asked to be pulled after six innings. Manager Brandon Hyde explains.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, he came out with a little bit of shoulder fatigue. So, you know, we're going to get some tests done, and we'll hopefully, keeping our fingers crossed, that everything's okay there.
Hyde's body language when discussing was uncomfortable. Eflin doesn't have a history of this, but with Grayson Rodriguez on the IL, as well as Albert Suarez, who was put on the 60-day yesterday, the Birds can ill afford another blow to the rotation. Kyle Gibson still at least a couple of weeks away. Elsewhere in baseball, the Dodgers were in D.C. last night, and Shohei Ohtani delivered.
2-0 to Ohtani. Is hit hard to deep right field. Call's going back at the wall. It's tied. Two outs, two runs. Ohtani with a shot to lock it at 2.
Call on the MLB Network. Shohei's two-run blast, though, not enough. The Nats beat the Dodgers 6-4 was the final. Let's get you caught up with Ravens owner Steve Bisciotti speaking at the owners' meetings last week on the nature of his relationship with John Harbaugh after he signed the coach to a contract extension that will keep Harbaugh in Baltimore through 2028.
I take it seriously. It makes me mad when he's unduly criticized. If he's criticized and I agree with it, I kind of have to work my way into telling you that I agree with the criticism.
And you're good at it. You do a good job.
Yeah, you know, it's like a sharp knife, not a butter knife.
Sharp knife, not a butter knife. Golf news: Augusta comes alive for Masters Week, but rain and thunderstorms curtailed practice yesterday. Vijay Singh announcing he's withdrawing with an injury. Meanwhile, Xander Schauffele confident he's back from that intercostal injury he suffered in the offseason. Remember, that's the same thing that plagued Gunnar Henderson throughout spring training this year. The time now is 7:37. When we return, baseball history made 51 years ago today.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Would you guys agree that the most recognized sports record, although it's not a record anymore, was Babe Ruth's 714 home runs?
Yeah, that and the, I would say, the 56-game hitting streak.
56-gamer. Okay. Yeah, it's interesting that both were baseball.
Yeah. I'd go Cal.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's it. Well, the 714, which is a legendary landmark, was broken on this day 51 years ago today.
He's sitting on 714. Here's the pitch by Downing. Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be...
The interesting thing about that, I remember I was watching
asterisk.
It. What's that?
Asterisk.
Asterisk?
Yeah.
No asterisk. Why?
How long was the season then?
Oh, come on. 162.
Okay.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You going to do that?
I got to do that.
How many games?
I don't know.
I mean, how do you, different era, I mean.
What game was it then when he hit 750?
In his career?
In that season.
Early. It was April 8th of the season. Yeah, but what he's saying is over the course of time, Babe played 154 games a year.
Right.
He played 162. Look, if you're going to put an asterisk on anything, why do you do this to me?
Well, I noticed you skipped over Barry Bonds. Yeah.
Asterisk. Two asterisks.
In the morning. All right, very good. Thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. On the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. For the longest time, and of course, if you've listened to this program, you know, one of my pet peeves and causes is going after these pedophiles, these predators that prey on our most valuable resources,
yes.
Our children and our grandchildren. From the Sound of Freedom, a movie that was out just a couple of years ago, to the Pizzagate story that broke into Washington, D.C., with there are pedophiles everywhere. They're among us. They're in our midst. They're in clergy. They're in coaching. There are judges. They're in law enforcement itself. They're in the military. They're everywhere. Okay? And it is our job to root them out and to make sure that we punish them when we do. And I want to give kudos to the Florida Attorney General in his state, James Uthmeyer. He's a father of three. And Florida authorities have obliterated a monstrous international child pornography network, seizing over 1 million videos and images depicting the sexual abuse of children, including helpless infants. Eight degenerates, seven Florida residents, and a Turkish kingpin now face the wrath of law for their roles in this stomach-turning operation. The bust, spearheaded by Florida's statewide prosecution and the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, uncovered a sophisticated dark web operation with ties to Turkey and its alleged ringleader, Emre Bozoyuk, laundered money through hacked financial accounts. The most damning revelation is that many of the buyers found this absolute disgusting filth through TikTok. Here is the Attorney General of Florida making the announcement.
Busting an international child pornography ring. We will be bringing charges against eight individuals this morning, seven of whom are Florida residents. As a dad of three little ones, it's tough to talk about some of this stuff, but what these guys were doing was truly heinous. There's not a word in the English dictionary that can describe the gross content that was on the videos. Our investigators have been able to get their hands on over a million videos showing sexual abuse on minors. Many of these individuals were babies that are being sold around the world.
My stomach turns.
Yeah, and you just can't believe your ears or your eyes when you see this, that there are people, first off, it's tough enough to fathom any child, but infants and babies being violated, being sold around the world, and this was happening on TikTok. I hope President Trump, because he just extended the sale by another 75 days, I hope somebody gets this story to him, because TikTok's got a lot of cleaning up to do.
Yeah.
On its platform.
The individuals that are being busted today that purchased this harmful content, many of them found it through TikTok. It was available online. They found access to a portal where they could purchase this dangerous material. TikTok has shown they can very quickly get stuff off their website. If there's unlicensed music or something going around, they've proven with a flip of a switch they can get it off. And it's taken too long for them to get some of this pornographic material and avenues to purchase harder, you know, more gross content. We've got to get them to be more accountable. So we will be working on that. We are going to hold social media companies accountable that want to put our families and our kids in jeopardy.
Let me tell you a quick story. When I was doing my podcast, I would do these little short reels or videos on TikTok. And one of them I did was on the assassination attempt on President Trump. They didn't like what I had to say, and they took it down. Hmm. They took it down within an hour of me posting it. I didn't cuss. There was no profanity. It was just a pretty hardcore commentary on the assassination attempt. They took it down almost immediately. This kind of stuff, you know,
isn't it down already?
Yeah, exactly. So, because there's money in it, that's why. Because there's a lot of people that traffic in it.
We do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number. First, though, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. One of our listeners just called, said they want to know what the status was on 395 because of this backup on 95. You're coming down from the convention center. The ramp to 95 South is a gridlock because 95 South itself down to Caton Avenue and the Beltway is a gridlock. Only the right lane and the ramp to the inner loop of the Beltway are open. So technically you can get by and get to the outer loop ramp, but you have to get by the accident first. I see a couple of wreckers there now, but the road is completely blocked in the center and the left-hand lane. Single lane to the right. When you get to the Caton Avenue Bridge, just make sure you're at least as far right as you can get. Now, that's the update for the folks coming out of the city. The backup is all the way back through the Fort McHenry Tunnel, all the way back to Rosedale, backed up to the Beltway, almost 2 hours, 90 minutes to 2 hours for the traffic right there. 895, can't go anyplace. Limited lanes, two lanes only, very limited access and egress, is all that stuff. You just, once you get into 895, you just can't go anywhere. You have to ride that out. The ramp lane from 95 South to Russell Street and the Parkway is open. It's been open the entire time. That's a single lane ramp, and you know that's dumping a lot of traffic onto the Parkway southbound. Total gridlock, and it's impacting the Beltway. Parkville side, the inner loop through Pikesville is a mess. The west side is 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. We had a pedestrian struck in the city. Northern Parkway at McLean. We had the wreck in Howard County at Route 32 and I-70. Okay, now, it's time for a spring tune-up for your vehicle. Change your oil, refresh your cooling system, rotate your tires, get it all done by the experts. You'll need it now at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channels are setting breezy in 50 today. It's already 44 in Ocean City, 34 in Pasadena. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You'll be the winner. We've got a WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug. Our contestant today is Glenn in Catonsville.
Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll lead off.
Glenn wants to lead off today. Any reason why you don't want to follow Chuck?
Not particularly.
Okay. Just inquiring.
He's trying to lure you down the wrong path. Don't
listen.
Story number one, Kawasaki, you know, makers of the motorcycle.
Yep.
They pulled the cover off perhaps the most outrageous concept vehicle we've ever seen. The Corleo is a two-seater quadruped robot horse. Apparently you steer it with your body, capable of picking its way through rough terrain, thanks to its AI vision. The first hydrogen-powered ride-on robot horse. Story two, Joy Behar.
Speaking of horses.
That's why I paused. Joy Behar is partnering with Khloe Kardashian's apparel company for a new pair of jeans. They're called Joy Jeans. And they claim, the claim of the marketing is they can make any butt look good.
Just wear her over her face.
Story three.
As he said, the marketing is it can make any butt look good.
At its bi-monthly meeting, the Baltimore City Council introduced a bill to expand access to menstrual products in bathrooms at city buildings. The bill would require all city-owned and leased buildings and public restrooms to provide menstrual products free of charge. That includes the men's room. All right, story one, first robot-powered horse by Kawasaki. Story two, Joy Jeans. It would make any butt look good. Story three, Baltimore City Council votes to put menstrual products in the men's room. After all, the word men is in menstrual. Yeah,
just like Mensa.
Right. Glenn, you get to kick it off, buddy.
Okay, I'll try number two.
All right, Glenn goes for number two. Kristen.
Yeah, I mean, out of all these stories, I feel like the least probable and the most sane would be number two, the gene story. So I'll also go with two.
All right. Just and Bruce?
It's a loss leader. It's got to be number two.
Bruce goes number two. Chuck?
I'm going to go with the horse.
the one you wrote in on.
Oh, well, I have a long face.
That's right.
Chuck goes, hello, Wilbur.
Wilbur, I'm not a crook.
Story three gets no votes. That's because it's true. City Council wants those menstrual products in the men's rooms in all city-owned buildings. Story number one, the Kawasaki makes the good times roll. Remember that?
Yep.
Well, they do, even with ride-on robot horses. That's a true story.
I've seen the video. Yeah. It's really amazing.
Yeah.
It really is amazing.
But not for long.
For long? Not for long?
Story two is our fake news. It's not Joy Behar. It's Dolly Parton that is partnering
that's
with.
That's believable.
They're calling them Jolene's.
Oh. That's right. I saw that story.
Yeah. How come you didn't? How come it didn't click for you?
Because I'm an idiot. I'm preoccupied here.
Flog it.
Yeah, log this.
Flog that.
Flog it.
Flog it. Flag it. Beat it.
I'm here whipping
scram.
Congratulations, Glenn. You're a winner. What's to put you in a hole today to get your
wait
prize?
A I have an update.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah.
Maybe another lane open here momentarily. Stand by for news. Now, one of our listeners, by the way, if you have a second, said that his wife took Northern Parkway and went from one side of the city all the way to Westview without any problem.
Wow.
See?
Okay.
Told you.
It can be done.
Sometimes you just got to get off the main line, you know?
Maybe there's another opportunity or traffic success stories. Little vignettes.
That should work.
The commuters can successfully navigate through traffic, led by Chuck Whitaker.
An hour-long weekly show on Fox Nation.
Right. It's worth the 99 cents a month.
If it wasn't on someplace all the three times, then I'd have plenty of time I could take phone calls for money.
That's right. We're up to 600 stations now you're reporting on?
They're not opening up any new lanes here. They just kind of moved one over.
Okay. Thanks, Chuck.
Well, I just thought I thought I was being optimistic here.
Was that fake news?
No, it was true when I said it.
It was true when I said it. That's a good
one. It was. And then it changed, and it became a lie.
Right.
No, it's pending.
Not a lie, really.
Pending.
It was a fib.
It's been one of those mornings, folks. All right, Chuck. We'll see you in a couple minutes. Right now, it's 7:51. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowie with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Jim Henneman, and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Ellie, coming up between 8 and 9 this morning. A soon-to-be Marine, a student at Towson High School, wants flags in the classroom, as is required by law. They're not there now, and he's gotten himself into a bit of a pickle because his insistence somehow that the state and that the local school board actually follow the written law. Wow, what a concept. That and OPM and DOGE. And a new shock poll out on the violent left. You'll hear about that coming up between 8 and 9 this morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Right now, though, it's 7:53. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, there's a new wreck coming in from Baltimore County, and apparently somebody hit a utility pole, and the pole is down on the vehicle. Mount Carmel Road near Gunpowder Road, so it's up to the northwest side there, and the equipment is all still arriving. There are probably some wires down as well, and a rescue is now being dispatched into that area. As a matter of fact, you can hear it in the background. No change on the wreck. 95, this wreck has been there since 3 this morning, southbound before the Beltway, after Camden Yard. Still just the single lane to the right, the straight through lane, and the ramp lane to the Beltway. So basically, we're still getting two lanes by. After the wreck, you can kind of maneuver around and get to the outer loop ramp or the inner loop ramp or straight ahead. Big delays, 95, 895, 90 minutes at least as it stands right now. We're backed up, severe backup coming south from the convention center on 395 south. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, it's also sunny, breezy, and 50 today. Tomorrow, a little warmer. It'll be 55, and then the chance of showers return Thursday through Saturday. Right now, 34, mostly sunny in the city, 31 in Reisterstown. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Well, Pam Bondi and Alina Hava and others have finally begun to push back with some vigor against the continued not just rhetoric, but suggestions from Jasmine Crockett, because Crockett has verged on calling for violence on more than one occasion while in the House. Now, she does have a lot of license to say whatever she wants to say while she's in the well of the House. However, should violence actually come from some of her suggestions, that changes things just a bit.
Your words have consequences. And what happened after she said that about Elon Musk, she's a Texan, and in her own home state. After she said that, this morning, three explosive devices were found in Austin, Texas. So she needs to unequivocally denounce the violence. She must apologize immediately, not only to all Texans, but to our country, to the American shareholders of Tesla, because she is promoting violence.
Yeah, she's saying it's perfectly okay to throw a Molotov cocktail into a Tesla dealership. That's no problem. It's perfectly okay to key somebody else's car. That's kind of cool. It's a social protest. This kind of stuff is way beyond the pale. Alina Haba, after hearing what Pam Bondi had to say, now Haba is now, I guess, up in New Jersey serving as a federal judge for the time being before she's brought back into the administration. But she said, look, I'm working directly for this administration, and Bondi's just right.
I think she's used to the last administration where they were all bark and no bite. That's not this one. Pam Bondi and the Department of Justice, which I'm now proud to be a part of, I can tell you very clearly that we will not tolerate that. If you threaten anybody, especially somebody who's a patriot who's taking care of this country and getting rid of fraud and waste, we're going to come at you. Do not threaten people. And if you are a government official, you better recheck your ethics rules. And that's what Pam was speaking about. You know, it's enough of this. It's enough of this. And we're going to come down hard on it. And she's made that very clear.
Yeah. And of course, Jasmine Crockett thinks that she is, when it comes to this kind of stuff, above the law. She's accomplishing what she wants to accomplish. She's getting headlines. I mean, I call her the headline whore. I mean, that's what she wants. She just wants her name in the media on a daily basis, if possible, because she wants to be the next AOC. She wants to supplant Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez as the primary voice on the political left. And so she's adopted all this phony stuff. A highly educated woman who decides she's going to talk street instead, blah, 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 blah. John McWhorter, who is a professor at Columbia University, has a fairly, I think, succinct way of characterizing Jasmine Crockett. Sean, you tell me if you think that this is on beam.
Congressperson Crockett is part of the new trend where informality is okay, where formality used to reign. Yeah. Okay, fine. That's been going on since the 60s. So her routine is that she wants to bring a little bit of what I might quaintly call the ghetto catfight into these spaces. I get it, you know, bring a blaxploitation movie or something into Congress. Great. Work it. But you do not make fun of the fact that somebody lives their life in a wheelchair. That doesn't work.
McWhorter is black, teaches at Columbia, and as you can hear, his comments had resonance even with the liberal base of students out of Columbia.
There's this new poll out. A shocking new study found a majority of leftists believe a successful assassination against Donald Trump would have been justified. Survey of 1,300 Americans. 31% said it was at least somewhat justified to murder Elon Musk. 38% said the same about President Trump. Among respondents who identified as left of center, support for these acts was significantly higher, 48% in Musk's case, 55% in Trump's. Nearly 40% of all respondents stated it was okay to destroy a Tesla dealership in a protest. It at least would be somewhat acceptable.
These are Jasmine Crockett's peeps.
40% of young people believe the murder of CEO Brian Thompson, UnitedHealthcare, was justified. 17% of the entire population felt the same. Where are the morals? Where's the faith in our society where right and wrong is being taught?
These are today's brown shirts.
Yeah, these are. And it's largely younger people.
Yep.
Not all, but, you know, majority. Shocking poll. It's 8 o'clock. You're listening to Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Trump administration celebrating a legal victory at the nation's highest court. At issue, the administration's use of an 18th century wartime law to deport illegal aliens, including suspected gang members.
A divided Supreme Court allowed the administration to use the Alien Enemies Act to deport Venezuelan migrants, but said they must get a court hearing before they are taken from the United States. Justices said the Venezuelans must be given reasonable time to go to court. And the conservative majority ruled that legal challenges must take place in Texas instead of a Washington courtroom. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Tough talk from China, vowing to fight to the end after President Trump threatened an additional 50% tariff on Chinese imports. The BBC's Mariko Oi says that means...
We're talking about 104% tariffs. That basically means that the price of everything that American companies have been buying from China would basically double.
President Trump says China has been a leader among countries taking advantage of the U.S. through tariffs as well as non-tariff trade barriers. Mr. Trump vowing to finally put a stop to it, adding that he is the only president willing to take this bold step. Looks like Wall Street poised for a turnaround following massive sell-offs prompted by fears of a worldwide trade war. This morning, futures have been solidly higher. Many overseas markets have been doing better as well as more countries, including Japan, reach out to the Trump administration to talk about trade. Iran's foreign minister says he'll be meeting with U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff in Oman this coming weekend. The first negotiations under the Trump administration seeking to halt Tehran's rapidly expanding nuclear program. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up more than 1,000 points. NASDAQ futures 412 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
You want to give your dogs the very best. No matter what they're eating, you should add Dr. Fido's to every bite. Just sit back and watch them lick their bowl clean, knowing they are getting 40 carefully selected ingredients made from whole foods, spices, and fibers from bananas to sweet potatoes. Vet developed Dog Trusted. This is the human-grade dog food topper that gives you peace of mind. Go to drfidos.com and subscribe to save $20 each month. That's drphytos.com.
803 Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, two of the wreckers just pulled out from this wreck on 95 South between Caton Avenue and the Beltway, which is south of 395 at Camden Yards. So they are making some progress, and that's good. One of the state highway guys is moving some of the cones now, so within the next 5 minutes or so, we may have another lane open through that area. Right now, it's the straight through lane and the ramp lane to the Beltway, which you can still use. You can go down a little bit further in that ramp lane and then kind of merge back in, and that would be okay. But if you're over in the left-hand lane, eventually you have to come all the way back over to the right-hand side. As we said, the backup starts here, goes all the way back through the Fort McHenry Tunnel, all the way back through Rosedale. 90-minute delay there. 895 is dead stopped at the city-county line, and that probably is a little bit less than that, only because it's moving. But we're backed up. It's total gridlock. The ramp to 95, Russell Street, the parkway, heavy traffic there. And it's all jammed up south from the convention center on that section of 395. The wreck, Baltimore County, had a rescue. Vehicle hit a pole. The pole was on the vehicle. Mount Carmel Road in the area at Gunpowder Road. A lot of equipment arriving now through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures on the cool side again today. After today, we'll start to gradually warm up. Sunny and breezy, 50 this afternoon. Tomorrow, another dry day, 55. Thursday, showers scattered, 58 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures right now, Ellicott City currently has 38 degrees, and Aberdeen, you're looking at 36 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. These headlines are being brought to you by Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty. If you have your home for sale or are thinking about selling, please contact Vinny, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515, Vinny Steele, Maryland's real estate expert. From Annapolis last night, the state Senate and the state House have wrapped up their session last night at midnight. State lawmakers passed the final budget plan with a new tax or two and more fees, plus spending cuts to close a $3.3 billion deficit. On this final day of the 90-day session, Governor Moore said the goals of reforming the tax code, making Maryland more business-friendly, and investing in residents have been met by the $67 billion spending plan. During an interview with the Baltimore Sun, Wes Moore said that he is not running for president in 2028. The governor says he's running for re-election in 2026 as governor, and he wants to be there to be a powerful story to tell about the things the state has been able to get done in the first term for the people of Maryland. 19-year-old man recovering after a shooting in East Baltimore. Police say the victim was shot in the 1200 block of Asquith Street about 5 p.m. Monday. Victim suffered a gunshot wound to the leg. He was taken to a hospital where he is listed in stable condition. So far, no word on a suspect or a motive in that shooting. Maryland lawmakers reacting to the U.S. Supreme Court decision to halt the lower court's order to return a Maryland man who was deported to El Salvador. During a telephone town hall meeting last night, Andy Harris supported the ruling. Harris says the specifics are not all known, but he thinks the Trump administration erred on the side of caution, and he thinks they made the right decision. It's 8:06, next WCBM Style on Sports.
For years now, I've been telling you about my friend and trusted realtor, Vinny Steele, broker-owner with your home sold guaranteed realty. Friends, Vinny is the absolute best. But hey, don't take my word for it. I'm here with Elaine, an actual client. Elaine, tell us about your experience with Vinny Steele.
Okay, Sean, thank you. Well, Vinny Steele and his team really helped my husband and I transform our lives. By that, I mean we not only had to sell our existing home, but we had to find the perfect home in the perfect neighborhood. This wasn't our first rodeo buying and selling a home. We knew it can be a very stressful time, but Vinny and his team listened to our needs and worked their magic. Our dream of the perfect home in the perfect neighborhood has come true. Thanks to Vinny Steele.
Take it from Elaine. When you're ready to sell your home, call Vinny Steele like Elaine did at 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteele.com today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Oriole fans waking up to the news this morning that pitcher Zach Eflin asked out of the game last night after six innings in a 5-1 win over the D-backs. Manager Brandon Hyde termed it shoulder fatigue and was asked after the game.
Were there signs of that, or did he just tell you as he was walking off?
I saw the velo go down a little bit there in the sixth, and then after the sixth he said something. So, unfortunate, because he was throwing the ball so well.
He really was. Six innings pitch, one run, four hits, no walks, one strikeout. Eflin gets the win, his third consecutive quality start. But again, that shoulder fatigue. NCAA men's basketball champion was crowned last night in San Antonio.
Use that. Give it up. Cryer. 6 seconds. 5 seconds. Sharp. He walked. He can't touch it. He can't.
Florida 65, Houston 63 was the final. Ian Eagle had the call on CBS. Walter Clayton with a big defensive stop. Florida comes back from a 12-point deficit to win it, their third national championship. And finally, the inaugural chairman of the Maryland Stadium Authority has passed away. Herb Belgrad, who oversaw the construction of Oriole Park at Camden Yards, was named chair of the Stadium Authority in 1986. 3 years later, 3 years later, officials broke ground at Camden Yards, and on April 6, 1992, marked open day. Herb Belgrad was 90 years old. Coming up in 30 minutes, Maryland football has a new quarterback. And that is Stein on Sports.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel. But if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 3, here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM
Again, Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up this hour, more on is he or isn't he? Wes Moore running for president in 2028. We'll take a look at more Doge discoveries. Top story, of course, the budget has passed, and it is the largest tax increase in the history of Maryland. But before we get there, Chris Pabst over at Project for Baltimore for Fox 45 has done an excellent piece on a young man who was a senior at Towson High School. His name is Parker Jensen, and Parker's a Baltimore County student and prospective U.S. Marine. And he's fighting back against a school system after he said he was suspended unlawfully. By the way, every Maryland classroom, by law, must have an American flag. That's the state
by law.
It's also Baltimore County Board of Ed policy. And Parker noticed something unusual in his classroom while he was attending Towson High School. And why would it be such a top of mind for Parker?
I'm joining the Marine Corps, and patriotism has always been a big thing of mine.
Yeah, so here's a guy going to the Marine Corps. He's going to serve his country, serve his nation. Young man. To be lauded, I think, to be respected, to be admired. And he noticed that in two of his classes, something was missing.
So I'm only in two classes, but both of my classes do not have American flags.
So that is a violation of Baltimore County School Board Policy 6307 and Maryland Education Code 7-105, requiring an American flag be displayed in each classroom. And if Towson High School has classrooms without a flag, that's a violation of state law and of policy. Why is it so important for Parker to have a flag in the classroom?
You say a Pledge of Allegiance and there's no flag, you're just saying words. It needs to mean something.
So you can tell that this young man has a very solid thread of patriotism, yes, that courses through his veins.
Well, it's important for me to have kids be able to express their patriotism.
So in February, he told Chris Pabst, he went to Towson High School's vice principal, said he would look into the issue. In March, he went back to the vice principal because the flags were still not in the classroom. Several weeks later, so 6 weeks have passed, nothing was done. So Jensen withdrew from class on March the 28th, went over to the Baltimore County Board of Education building, just asked to speak somebody in charge.
Yeah, not unfair.
Yeah, all he wanted to do, he rang the doorbell. Of course, he's on camera, they can see him. He was video recording the whole thing. We'll tell you what happened to Parker Jensen coming up in just a minute.
813 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Gabby Johnson.
All right, we're now making some progress. Let's just leave it at that. Southbound 95, three lanes now, two straight through lanes, the ramp lane on the far right getting by. So we're at least moving some more traffic now. They're still working on the wreck on the left-hand side. The northbound traffic now is looking at something coming up towards Washington Boulevard and 395. We'll try to figure that out. 395 from Camden Yards. Yep, you still have all those delays are still in play because this accident happened 5 hours ago in the 3 o'clock hour on 95 South after you leave Camden Yards and going south. So we still have a major backup that goes all the way back into Rosedale and big delays on 895 as well. Total gridlock, overflow traffic, and a lot of impact even on the Beltway for the traffic trying to get in and around the area. The accident up on Mount Carmel Road involved a vehicle that hit a utility pole. Utility pole was then on top of the vehicle, so a rescue is underway. Local traffic there, definitely a heads up for that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny, breezy, 50 today. A little warmer tomorrow, 55. Then some shower activity coming through the area Thursday through Sunday. It's windy and 33 in Bel Air and 35 in Edgewater. Time to see which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, 8:15 Tuesday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, it's that time of day to find out which lefty has completely lost it. So please, enter the big top, grab your seats, and focus your attention on the center ring. Because, oh yes, we've missed the geld for the last week. Hey, guess what time it is?
Hey, Stewie, it's time for The View.
No, not again! Yeah, let me help.
out of here. I can't watch another second.
He was in Miami this weekend at his golf resort in Doral, palling around with the Saudis who were holding their LIV golf tournament at his golf course and then playing golf and announcing that he was winning. This is like Nero playing the fiddle as Rome burns. This is Marie Antoinette with a lot less hair and a lot more makeup saying, let them eat cake.
Yeah, that's the completely out of touch end of our over on The View. Of course, going after Donald Trump. And then, just gratuitously, because she still had another 30 seconds of fame to squeeze off the particular morning.
The callousness, and just, if you voted for him and you think he cares about you, he doesn't. And, you know, I was thinking about, okay, why does this surprise us? You voted, not me, you voted for a failed businessman. He's, you know, he built up his narrative that he's such a great businessman. He had six corporate bankruptcies. He had failed businesses.
Yeah, six corporate bankruptcies. But how many businesses total were there? I mean, that's an important thing to bear in mind, that as a percentage of the number of businesses and endeavors in which Donald Trump has involved himself, six is a pretty small fraction of the total. Now, that's a little element that gets left out too often. Please, if you could, Mrs. Navarro, get back in the clown car and get out of here.
She claims she's a Republican. I don't think there's an ounce of Republican blood running through her body. First off, as far as businesses go, businesses fail all the time. Even with successful businessmen, sometimes they fail. And, you know, you learn from your failures. You know, you learn how to basically perfect the business model. A lot of it's not your fault. Sometimes it's the state in which you live or the county in which you live based on the regulations and the burdens placed on by local governments on your business. There are outside factors as well. Downturns in the economy. Pandemics, et cetera. So there are never any number of factors that go into, or maybe you just have a unbusiness friendly state, like, you know, the one in which we live in.
Yep.
In the state of Maryland, where we broadcast from, where it's hostile to businesses. So you've got a much greater risk of starting of failing in business in Maryland when you start a business here.
Abraham Lincoln, by the way, famously had a number of failed businesses to his name as well, with a far worse percentage of failed businesses to successful businesses. In point of fact, the Trump Business Organization, they're generating at least like $450 million in sales annually for the various businesses. That's $450 million. That's down from its high. But the Trump National Doral, for example, they generate the most revenue in 2019-2020. They posted $77 million in sales. His net worth is around $2.3 billion. He has any number of highly successful businesses. That's not a basis which I particularly are going to judge him any more than his hairstyle or anything else. Results-oriented here, folks.
Yeah. How many businesses did Joe Biden start and run, other than the Biden crime family business?
One very successful business, the Biden crime family.
And look, the other thing is... You've got a guy that's turned around the U.S. economy not once, but twice.
Yeah.
He fixed it once, then the pandemic hit, and then he fixed it again. And guess what? He's going to do it a third time. So these people are just, they have no credibility. In fact, I think it's nothing but a bunch of losers that are on The View.
But they have their viewership.
What was Joy Behar's claim to fame?
She used to be a comedian.
Really?
Yeah.
People think she thought she was funny?
Yeah, once upon a time.
Yeah. Anna Navarro, what is her claim to fame?
She's a former Republican.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of
Sunny Hostin.
I understand Whoopi Goldberg, because Whoopi Goldberg had talent as an actress at one point, but she apparently became deranged later in life.
Yeah. Sunny Hostin, she is a current racist. So that's her claim to fame, is her level of racism.
And that Alyssa, you know, she's not. That's Joe Farah's daughter of World Net Daily. And the other one, what's her name? Sunny? Sarah.
Yes.
Sarah Haynes, is
Sarah
that what it is?
Haynes. Yeah. Sarah Haynes.
So, Kristen's in there going, I have no idea who that is. I don't watch it either.
It's been a lot of time.
We just had a. Exactly. That's crazy. All right. Next up, Parker Jensen. What happened? He goes to the Baltimore County Board of Ed building. He asks to speak to somebody. He waits an hour politely. He wasn't using any profanity. Just said, why can't somebody come out to speak to me about the flags in the classroom situation? Wait till you find out what happens next. It's 8:20. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowie and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowie. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or saferetirementsolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Good Feet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Good Feet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. 8:22 right now. Still to come, they are shock poll on the political left. The results of which I think you're going to find kind of distressing. That's coming up, of course. Kim Klasick back from her jaunt to Florida with Olivia, her daughter. I had a great time there. She said she spent the entire time on Space Mountain. Would not get off the ride. That's something for you to believe or disbelieve, depending on how credible you believe I am. And nobody believes it.
Yeah, and more on Governor Moore. Is he parsing his words? Is he playing syntax games with whether or not he's going to be running in 2028? We'll answer that question as well.
Right now it's 8:23, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, here he is, traffic weather on the three. It's syntax games.
I want a Cisco truck full of food.
Oh, okay.
I don't need any syntaxes. I got enough of those as it is.
Cisco, he was a friend of mine.
And yeah. Poncho, too.
At Irvington, we used to call him the Crisco Kid.
Yeah.
That was a different reason.
Well, he's a friend.
And you know what it is, Mr. Casey. believe it or not, all the lanes are open now on 95. Just in the last couple of minutes, they finally pulled away, and everybody moving once again. Write this down. 825. Okay, 824. That's the good news. The bad news is we're still backed up from there all the way back through Rosedale, back to the Beltway, and even beyond. So if you're up in that area, it's going to take you an hour and a half to get down to this point after 395. But at least we're moving. So if you're at 395 and you're coming south, you're on the go once again. But you know, they just dropped the green flag, and now it looks like the Indy 500, and everybody's going to be making up for lost time. So just be careful and take it easy through there. But we're going again with all the lanes open after 5 hours of accident cleanup on 95 South. Baltimore County just dispatching out. I haven't seen it yet. 83 South around the area of Mount Carmel Road. Speaking of Mount Carmel Road, they had a vehicle hit a utility pole there near Gunpowder Road. That's still a problem. If you're on the Beltway, yeah, it's still gridlock as well. Most areas, Parkville side, interloop through Pikesville, and down the entire west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says sunny, breezy today and a high of 50, even a little bit warmer tomorrow, 55. But rain is on its way, maybe Thursday through Saturday. Right now, 35 and sunny in Pasadena, 35 in Baltimore City. Parker Jensen's the Towson High School senior who's going to be a future Marine. He just wanted a flag in his classroom so he could say the Pledge of Allegiance, so he could fulfill his patriotic duty. And I don't know what the heck's going on at Towson High School that, A, they don't have flags in the classrooms, or, B, they couldn't get them in a timely fashion, but this dragged on for weeks. So finally, he goes to the Baltimore County Board of Ed and waits outside in a little vestibule area for about an hour. Nobody ever came out to speak to him. Instead, here's what happened next. They called the police on him.
Three cop cars.
Rather.
Three cop cars for a kid. Four cop. Damn, what the f***? Well, indeed. Sorry for my language. That's just crazy to me. You don't think that's a waste of resources, sir? No.
BCPS called the police on one of their own students for trespassing.
Yes, they're charging you with trespassing.
Oh, they are charging you with trespassing.
Yeah, that's Parker's mom. Who arrived at the scene, and they charged him with trespassing, and then the Department of School Safety, real big mocker, Richard Muth, shows up and makes this announcement.
You're actually suspended from the school. You used to be removed from the property.
They're suspended. Get him off the property. He's only a student. We don't want to hear his concerns. Get him out of here. And he's suspended. And just amazing, Parker Jensen now has hired some attorneys. He thinks his constitutional rights were violated.
Wow.
And that he was unlawfully suspended from a school that he attended because they wouldn't address a problem that he asked them to. And he showed up and was peaceful. So you got all these hands-off idiots running all over the world saying the president should be dead. And everybody's okay with that? But a future Marine, a Baltimore County senior high school student, Towson, shows up just to ask a question. And they called the police. And police, they're shaking their head. No, it's not a waste of our resources. Five patrol cars. I think they can. It's amazing. Here's Parker Jensen on his rights.
I was very frustrated. I feel like what they did was unlawful. You know, we have the right to record government employees in the course of their duties. It just shines a bad light. What I believe I was doing was lawful, and I had a reason to be there. And the only reason why they would suspend me is because they know that they're in the wrong.
Yeah, I'll tell you, unless they can show pretty convincing evidence that he was being disruptive in some fashion and warranted being kicked out, was he asked repeatedly to go? Was he told? I mean, what's the full context here? Because the way it looks from this particular reading of the situation is that somebody in the school board really overstepped their bounds, calling in a number of police cars to get one peaceful high school student out and then suspending the kid from school. What did he do specifically? I mean, specifically, what did he do to justify being charged with trespass? And what did he do that would require him being suspended from school?
Apparently, Baltimore County students are not allowed to step on the grounds of the Baltimore County Board of Education building.
When did that happen?
I don't know. Because apparently somebody called and said he was trespassing, and the police showed up, five of them. Five police officers to subdue one.
That's a quiet afternoon for them. You know, look.
One future Marine.
Yeah.
One day be a law enforcement officer.
I cannot blame the cops. They, were doing what they were told to do, but somebody in the school board.
I understand. They responded to a call,
exactly.
But when the student says, you don't think this is a waste of police resources? And the cop shakes his head no.
Well, look, they're doing what they were instructed to do, but I have real problems with somebody inside the school board saying, this kid's being disruptive. Prove it. Let's see it.
It's 8:29, and if you're 62 years of age or older, and right now there's a lot of concern about the stock market, about the economy. The economy will come back, so will the stock market. But, folks have been hit hard the last 3 years with, the wages haven't kept up to snuff, the pandemic, bad economy during the Biden years. Tax burden here in the state of Maryland just got significantly worse. And you're worried about your retirement, about your expenses. You might need a little extra. Well, you can use the resources, the equity in your home. It's called a reverse mortgage. And Mark McVeary is the reverse mortgage answer man. And he can answer all your questions about how you can use the equity in your home. And it's the only loan you'll ever take out where you decide. You decide when you want to pay it back, at the beginning, during the middle of the loan, or the end of the loan. You decide. Have questions? Call Mark, 410-788-7070. 410-788-7070. Call a reverse mortgage answer man today. It's 8:30, time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Maryland's Democrat 6th District Representative is urging Congress to immediately revoke President Trump's tariff authority. April McLean Delaney says his tariffs are harming American families, leading to a significant job loss and destabilizing the economy. She says in the last week, President Trump's trade war has disrupted supply chains, isolated America from its allies, and pushed the economy toward a devastating recession. McLean Delaney says President Trump is using powers granted to president over the last century, but it's time for Congress to reclaim the authority to levy tariffs, as she says, intended by the Constitution. Maryland lawmaker who sponsored a reckless driving bill, talk about irony, has now pled guilty to using a handheld cell phone behind a wheel. Police ticketed State Senator Mary Beth Carroza March 29th on Route 50 in Worcester County. Carroza was the primary sponsor of a bill stating that if a person charged with reckless or negligent driving must appear in court and may not prepay the fine if their driving attributed to an accident resulting in the death of another person. There were no injuries or damages in her case, and on April 3rd, she submitted a guilty prepayment and did not have to appear in court. When questioned about the incident, Carroza said that she made a mistake, she regrets it, and paid the fine, and she's moving on. Former student of the Talmudical Academy in Baldwin County alleges that he was sexually molested in the 1970s by a rabbi there. The victim is suing the school for more than $3 million. According to the Baltimore Banner, attorneys claim their client has suffered and endured mental anguish and embarrassment, incurred expensive psychological treatment, and will continue to suffer mental anguish and require treatment the rest of his life. 8:32 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Pick three lottery number for last night was 995. Your pick four, 3821. And now, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
May start to think about getting over to York Road instead of 83. This new wreck is southbound in the area towards Mount Carmel Road, the Hereford Zone. The initial report said that they had most of the lanes blocked to see traffic moving just at a snail's pace right there at 83 at the ramp at exit 27. So again, they may close it once all the equipment arrives there. But a big backup already. You can move over to York Road, come down to Hunt Valley from there, make your move back over. All the lanes are open, slow. Slow recovery, and I mean slow. Here it is, 8:35 in the morning. I'm talking 10 o'clock before all of this is finally gone and cleared itself out from the earlier wreck in the city on 95 after Camden Yards. That area has started to clear out, but we have to clear traffic all the way back to the Beltway in Rosedale. 895 is still sitting still at Moravia Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures on the cool side again today. After today, we'll start to gradually warm up. Sunny and breezy, 50 this afternoon. Tomorrow, another dry day, 55. Thursday, showers scattered, 58 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Guess what? Discover's accepted at 99% of places to take credit cards nationwide. You heard right, 99%. If you don't think so, maybe it's time to face facts. You're stuck in the past. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report, learn more at discover.com/credit card.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Charlie Morton takes the hill tonight for Baltimore as the Birds try to build on last night's 5-1 win over the Diamondbacks. The Orioles getting an early jolt from a Ryan O'Hearn solo shot, and then Ryan Mountcastle finished them off.
Mountcastle strokes one to center. It's a big base hit. It's going to score two. Break the back and break the spirit of Zach Gallen in one short stroke.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. The two-run single by Mountcastle provided the final margin, but the postgame news wasn't full of cheer. Manager Brandon Hyde revealing the status of starter Zach Eflin.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, he came out with a little bit of shoulder fatigue. So, you know, we're going to get some tests done, and we'll hopefully, keeping our fingers crossed, that everything's okay there.
Later in the postgame, Hyde adding that Eflin asked to come out. A brilliant performance by Eflin last night. Six innings pitched, four hits, one run, no walks, one strikeout. Eflin gets the win and another quality start. A couple of Oriole minor league notes for you. The Birds have acquired left-handed pitcher Grant Wolfram from the Milwaukee Brewers, in exchange for minor league outfielder Daz Cameron in cash. He's been optioned to AAA Norfolk. Also, catcher and rising star Sam Basayo has been placed on the injured list with a strained hamstring. Florida claimed their third men's basketball championship last night with a 65-63 win over Houston. Comical moment, though, occurred early in the first half. Neither team at one point had made a three-pointer. Cougars head coach Kelvin Sampson was asked by sideline reporter Tracy Wolfson about that.
It's nerves. It's championship night. It's in the middle of the January against Sasquatch State. I mean, it's a national championship. They're going to be nerves. Both teams will settle in.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.
What conference is Sasquatch State in?
Bert, I was 5-0 against Sasquatch.
Ian Eagle and the great Bill Raftery having fun with that. Of course, no college exists by the name of Sasquatch State. After losing its top three quarterbacks from 2024, Maryland head football coach Mike Locksley wasn't just going to hand a true freshman the keys to the kingdom, even if his name was Malik Washington out of Archbishop Spalding. So the Terps went out and landed former UCLA quarterback Justin Martin. Martin was a top recruit when he signed with the Bruins. And finally, locally, Harford Community College has decided to discontinue women's lacrosse and replace it with women's flag football beginning next year. The decision comes on the heels of the National Junior College Athletic Association's decision to no longer sponsor the sport of women's lacrosse. The time now is 8:37. When we return, the NCAA is getting sued.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greeben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greeben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
If this player wins this lawsuit, it could open up the door, the floodgates. The former NCAA tournament hero Chris Jenkins, he played for Villanova back in the day, hit a game-winning shot for the Wildcats to win the NCAA championship, is suing the NCAA, suing the Big East, and suing Villanova for limiting his pay during his career. Now, keep in mind, the NIL wasn't around 9 years ago when Chris Jenkins did this, but his contention is that the NCAA and Villanova and the conference still are making money with his name, image, and likeness from the shot, because they use it in TV commercials and promotional announcements, et cetera, et cetera. So he feels like he should get compensated for that, especially in light of today's rules where players are getting compensated in NIL.
Yeah, that's not unfair, in my view. That's not unfair at all.
Well, but you can't cherry pick which policies, rules, statutes you're going to retroactively apply.
No, but think about it.
If you can't say the rule was, you know, that, 20 years ago was one rule, now we have a new rule, but, hey, I want to go back and apply the new rule 20 years ago.
Well, I draw the comparison between that and, you know, years ago I had a couple of small parts in one or two TV shows. I still get residual checks. They're not big. But each time...
But you were under that when you did it. Yeah. In other words, you were entitled to those residual checks.
But the benefit has changed with consecutive contracts. So, look, I think some compensation for this guy is in order.
Right, but the original contract that you signed awarded you residuals.
Good luck with that, because you open the floodgates on that, they're gonna be bankrupt. Because every player that's ever been featured in any highlight is going to be lining up.
Floodgates. Right. Yep.
Very good. Gary, thanks for that. It's an interesting story. 8:39, let's go to the phones. Rick is in Easton. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Rick.
Ricardo could not hang on. Let's tie Guy in Orange Mills. Good morning, Guy.
Well, hey there, guys. How you doing? I just wanted to share an interesting story you might find funny. I was a high school teacher for 43 years, and we always required the kids to stand for the pledge. But this has always been a problem. Certain kids wouldn't do it. So what I would do, I gave them a choice. Are you going to stand for the pledge? They were sitting in a chair. I just pulled the chair out from under them. And then they had to either fall on the floor or stand up. So then I took all my chairs and I stuck them in the hallway. So, it was like Homer. So I had 30 chairs in the hallway, and the kids could only get a chair if they promised to stand for the pledge. Finally, after about 3 days, principal told me I couldn't do that because I was blocking the hallway. But it's always been a problem. And then even when I taught at Archbishop Curley, there were certain kids that wouldn't stand. Of course, we handled them a little differently. Probably couldn't do it today.
Putting them in the hot box for a week is probably out of the question.
Putting them on the chain gang. Guy, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. That's interesting. But, I'm not saying you have to force to be stand up for the pledge. You should want to do it. But the American flag is the law in the state of Maryland, in the classroom.
Yeah.
And that wasn't being followed at Towson High School. Bruce is in Timonium.
Morning, Bruce.
Morning, fellas. Hey, Bruce, I got one problem with something that you said recently, just a few minutes ago, concerning this story. And there's a lot to unpack here, but you made the comment that we're just following orders. What other group of people said, we were just following orders?
I understand that, but I don't think there's a comparison there. If you're on duty as a police officer and the call comes, we have a physical disturbance taking place at the school board, who can respond? You're going to respond because it's part of your duties as a police officer. Now, if somebody dispatched said five cars...
The police officer is to uphold the Constitution of the United States. You swore to that. This kid had a constitutional right to be there and to protest, and he was doing it peacefully.
Well, he may have had that right, but Bruce...
The officer to put the cuffs on him and arrested him was wrong, and he could have refused to do it.
Yeah, Bruce, in my view, the determination as to whether he had a constitutional right to do it would be in a courtroom somewhere, not from a police officer. And I think most police officers would feel that way.
The officer had a right to refuse to make the arrest. He didn't have to do it. He could have said, I'm not doing it, and I've seen plenty of YouTube videos where cops have refused to do it based on that.
I think the other thing here is we don't know all the details of the story, so we'll have to ask Chris Papps. Maybe we can get him back on the air. And Bruce, thanks for your call.
Thanks, Bruce. Appreciate
but
that.
I think the problem I have is you have the student saying, don't you think this is a vast waste of resources? The cop could just ignore them.
Yeah.
Just said, I'm just here doing my job.
Yeah, true. They could have.
Instead, he shook his head no, which kind of aggravated the situation. I don't think you want to be doing that. So, all right, more calls and comments. We've got our Feel Good News, the story of the day, still to come, of course. We have the latest on the Doge discoveries, as well as some other issues as well. Constitutional crises is
that's right.
Afoot.
8:43, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes. Good morning, Chuck Whitaker.
Hey, good morning. Just can't get a break on 95. The new wreck is northbound. High 95 coming up from the Beltway. Same area as the other wreck, but this time northbound. Left-hand lane backed up to the Beltway if you're coming in from Arbutus and coming in from Howard County trying to get into Camden Yards. You'll have to stay to the center and the right. Three, maybe four vehicles involved here in the left-hand lane. Southbound is looking at it, so we're backed up again back to 395. All of that earlier problem, that wreck was there for 5 hours this morning. Southbound 95 before the Beltway. We backed up all the way through both the Harvard tunnels. We're still backed up with anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half delay minimum coming south from the northeast side of the city, eventually down through both the Harvard tunnels. One lane is going to be open. You'll have delays. The wreck is southbound 83 in the area around Mount Carmel Road. One lane is open coming by the accident scene.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel said sunny, breezy, and 50 today. Already a little breezy this morning. It's 36 in Annapolis, 34 in Columbia. Time for our feel good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Well, every once in a blue moon, Democrats and Republicans can find some common ground. They can get along, usually for a good cause. So a Democrat politician in Idaho, her name is Brooke Green. Brooke is fighting breast cancer. So a group of Republican lawmakers shave their heads in solidarity. Here's Brooke Green talking about that very kind gesture.
Being surrounded by all my colleagues and my friends is really special. It's something, you know, when you serve in this capacity, it's a bond we all have with one another. And for them to do this for me has been really very, very heartwarming.
Yeah, indeed. So that's the kind of stuff that transcends politics.
Yes,
you know,
that's very touching.
That is.
Yeah.
Marty writes in, and this is a great point. Let me get this straight. If you ask the superintendent about her budget, you get reprimanded, right?
Yep.
Maggie Domonoske? Or if you ask why they don't have a flag, you can get punished, charged with trespassing and suspended. But the superintendent can breach her contract about where she resides, and that goes unchallenged? That's a great point. It really is. Let's take a phone call here. Mike in Bel Air. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Fine, sir. Thanks.
You know, I'm really having a hard struggle with the Democrats, you know, like the one you were talking about, that he's doing this and he's doing that. I mean, she said that he's losing jobs across the country. The jobs report came out yesterday, and it was almost double what it was supposed to be.
Yeah, that jobs report was Friday. You're right. And that's the jobs report was one of the best jobs report we've received in the last few years.
Yes, and, you know, she knew that, and she knew what was coming up, so she deliberately went out there, stood there, and told a lie to the American public.
Sure.
There has to be some kind of accountability. I mean, we expect our people, Republican, Democrat, Independent, or whatever, to do a job for us, not to stand up there and lie.
Yeah.
It's getting to be where that's all you hear anymore. It's just nothing but lies because it's a he said, she said, we got to get him.
Yeah, and I think that's a lot of what drove Trump to win again.
Yeah.
People are tired of the fake news. They're tired of the lies and the propaganda. That's why they decided, and that's all they got out of the Democrat Party, which has been kicked to the curb. And thanks for your call, Mike. I mean, you look at it, they have an approval rating of 21%.
Yeah. When people on the left and some of my acquaintances have said, boy, Trump's ratings are nowhere near where they should be, I say, you ever check the Democrats right now? I mean, if we're going to do comparisons here, well, how's the Democrat ranking right now? And the fact is that Trump's approval rating is more than twice that of the Democrat Party or of Democrat legislators. It's pretty grim out there for them. By the way, it's called Once in a Blue Moon. You know why? Well, one of the theories is it goes back to Krakatoa. And when Krakatoa erupted, there was all that ash in the air around the world. And some people in Indonesia reported that the moon was blue because of the ash in the air. And that became a very rare occurrence. I don't know why I have this stuff in my brain. Make it go away. But there it is. Yeah, so.
Okay. The way people fact-checking as we speak.
I know. And they should, damn it. Pam Bondi, the Attorney General of the United States, has taken a look at how many various kinds of lawsuits have come hurtling toward Donald Trump since he was elected.
Over 170 lawsuits filed against us. That should be the constitutional crisis right there. 50 injunctions. They're popping up every single day, trying to control his executive power. It's basically a game of whack-a-mole with these district court judges around the country who have a tremendous amount of power. They believe they do. But that's why we're appealing all of these cases, of course, up to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, the district judges, many of them now think that they have the power selectively applied of the president. And they can take the president's nominal power away from him whenever they choose to. That's not typically the way things have gone in the past. Listen to Chuck Grassley, Ted Cruz, and Senator Schmidt.
Although our founders saw an important role for the judiciary, they didn't design a system that made judges national policymakers.
Democrats today are angry at the voters for re-electing Donald Trump and electing a Republican Senate and a Republican House, and they engaged in lawfare to stop democracy from operating.
You don't need to be some soothsayer or the oracle at Delphi to understand that there's something amiss here.
Now, go back historically. During World War II, when Franklin Delano Roosevelt was in office, he did a lot of things. Eventually, ended up in the U.S. Supreme Court, but you did not have district court judges saying, I know better than you, Mr. President. Go back to when Lincoln was in office, same deal. You did not have the district court judges saying, we are actually now the president. It was handled very, very differently.
For the first 200 years of our country, we really didn't see any of this kind of stuff. This is a crisis of the 21st century, and specifically with liberal activist judges. In the first less than 100 days of President Trump's administration here, you've seen more injunctions than the 12 years between Obama's two terms and Joe Biden. So these judges are more than willing to play an outsized role beyond their Article III authority.
Yeah, and this is in large part because in the waning days of the Biden administration, Sean, you had a lot of these guys put into office. And now you have people like this guy, you know, Boasberg, who simply has designated himself as, I'm the guy to go to on any case having to do with Donald Trump because I don't want to screw him.
Yeah, and there's this, I think his name is Awar, I believe it was a Biden judge. Now, Mike Davis of the Article 3 Project is accusing him of sending $2 million to Hamas. So, you know, it's just, the D.C. Circuit Court is a mess. 8:51, and the Best of Morning Drive available each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Rumble page as well. You can check us out there, and it's all being brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowy with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
The Rob Carson Show.
Those of you who are complaining that making things fair and the price of your car might go up a little bit if you get it from Japan or you get it from Germany, honestly, shut up. Where were you when dads couldn't afford to buy their kids their first car because used cars were 50% more minimum when Joe Biden was the president? Washington, D.C., you have no friggin' clue what we've been through the last 50 years. So how about sit down?
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
By the way, you talk about a stand-up guy. Carson actually let me know yesterday he's going to buy me my next car, since he didn't have the opportunity to do the same. And he knows that this would be something that I would value. So he's I'm asked for a Bentley. So we'll see what happens.
Well, good luck.
Yeah.
Wes Moore told the Baltimore Sun he is not running for president in 2028. Quote, I'm not running for president in 2028. I'm running for re-election in 2026. And I think we're going to have a really powerful story to tell about the things we've been able to get done for the people of this state. End of quote. Uh-huh. Now notice he says, I will not run. He says, I'm not running for president in 2028, yeah. Meaning right now.
Right now.
So a little semantical word game. Perhaps.
The people have come to me and said, we need you, Governor, to run for the presidency. We know you wanted to fulfill your second term in office, but gosh darn it, there is no one else who could possibly take on the Republicans. Governor Moore, please be our man.
It's like Chuck at the dinner table. I'm not paying for this tab.
No, that's pretty much always.
That can mean not right now, of course.
Yeah, not ever in that case. When you have Tyrannosaurus Rex arms at the table, then you have a Chuck Whitaker at the table.
Just long enough to reach the knife and fork, Mr.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, I can't reach the bell. Oh, can't reach the bell.
That's exactly right.
Traffic at weather on the threes, Chuck.
All right. The wreck on 95 North
coming up for the Beltway, just cleared. That's settling down. 95 South, 895 South. You're going to be 10:30 before that starts to clear out and get better. That's from earlier problems south. That's barring any new problems. So all of that still has to go around. There's late backing in and around the Beltway as you come down the west side, the interloop through Pikesville, the Parkville side at Hartford Road. 83 South still slow with their wreck at Mount Carmel Road. And then we had the wreck on Mount Carmel Road at Gunpowder Road. That was a rescue, and that investigation still underway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What is that here?
Was that the BART phone we just heard?
I think so.
Yeah,
that was the BART phone.
Yeah, that's the barter phone. Notice it's a landline with an old ring.
Old ring, yeah.
He doesn't want anybody tracing anything digitally.
No.
That's okay. My cell phone, you idiot.
Oh, sure. Of course it was, Chuck.
Like the old ring gets people's attention.
Yeah. Of course it was.
Everybody has a ring like that on their cell phone, on their smartphones today.
I believe you, Chuck.
Okay.
Look on there when it says, pick out your ringtone.
Kim is here. Well, Kim is an impartial observer. Kim, do you think that was a cell phone or a landline?
What's funny is I have the same ring.
I see.
Cell phone. I put the landline ring on my phone.
I see. So
listen to your father figure here. We're not paying any attention to these men.
All right. Yeah. That's good cover.
That's from a man who's 75 years old and knows better, so you take that advice.
All right. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Weather Channel says sunny, breezy at a high of 50 today, and right now 33 at Owings Mills, and it is a 36 in Baltimore City. Kim Klasick live coming up next. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, guys. That is hilarious, actually. I do have that ring.
Of course.
You know, it's 37 degrees on the way to work here today.
Isn't that great?
This is April. I am just floored, and I'm upset about all of this.
I bet.
You know, we're
yesterday I heard you talk about boats. And
I know.
We'll never get there.
You jinxed the whole thing.
I know. We'll never get to boat season. Yeah. Well, anyways, we got a lot going on today. At 10 a.m., I'll be joined by Beth Brinkley. Do you guys remember Beth Brinkley?
Name sounds familiar.
Yeah,
well, her husband is David Brinkley.
Yes, the budget guy.
Yeah, that worked for Governor Larry Hogan. Well, apparently there's a scandal brewing, and she's going to fill us in. There was a small story, the small report that went out on Fox 45 on Friday about it. So she's going to fill us in on what's going on. But she was on a board and was removed because you heard about this? I did hear about this,
yeah.
Yes, and she believes it's because of an op-ed David Brinkley wrote criticizing the Moore administration. So we'll get into that with her at 10. Also, at 11 o'clock, we have Lorenzo Sewell joining us, the pastor from Detroit that gave the prayer on Inauguration Day in D.C. So he's going to join us, and we're going to talk a little bit about the parallels between Detroit and Baltimore. And they're also doing something in regards to election integrity in Detroit that he suggests that we might do here in Baltimore as well. So we'll talk to him at 11. And then, on the way to work... Yeah. On my news feed, it pops up another story that I missed somehow, but the Baltimore City Council introduced a bill to put tampons in the men's room.
Yeah.
Like, just think about this. The kids can't read, write, do basic math. You got potholes. You got everything. You name it, right? And they're worried about tampons in the men's room.
Yeah. It's, you know, plastic bag syndrome. You know, they worry about everything, but they worry, you know, about the things that really matter. And that's it's virtue signaling. That's what it's all it is.
Yeah. By the way, apparently it's one of the hacks that's now online. Is if you're cooking like corn, like beef, all the fat runoff. Honest to God, folks, I'm not making this up.
I'm wondering where you're going with this. We're going.
Suggestion is you drop two tampons into the pan. It soaks up all the grease. That's all I got to say.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
I'm sure it works. That's just
talk about a buzzkill.
Oh my God!
I just passing along what came across the dress.
Well, I'm going to walk out of here and try to forget that story.
All right. Thank you, Kim.
Thanks, guys.
858
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A bit more from Senator Eric Schmidt on the lawfare that is currently going on inside this country.
As these cases make their way up to the Supreme Court, President Trump is going to be successful because he's either operating as commander-in-chief with his Article II powers as the executive, or controlling the programming and personnel of the Article II branch. Unlike Joe Biden, who was trying to steamroll the Constitution by saying OSHA could force 100 million people to get a vaccine well beyond his authority, really what President Trump's trying to do is actually rein in the power of the administrative state. So I think he's going to be successful.
Yeah, it will be successful because the Supreme Court has already given some hints in that direction for the cases that have gotten there. Yes, you can continue, for example, to deport individuals to El Salvador. And they've yet to take a stand on whether or not they're going to somehow get the government of El Salvador to ship back a criminal that El Salvador has in their prisons. So we'll see whether that happens. Schmidt also says that, you know, Boasberg basically is big-footed his way into the whole situation.
These cases are also supposed to be randomly assigned. Judge Boasberg, over the weekend, it came out, he's not the emergency judge in D.C. He inserted himself in that role. He was on vacation. The case was filed at 2:30 in the morning. Somehow, he ended up with that case. He wasn't the emergency judge on duty. So I think this requires further investigation and legislation.
Yeah, yeah, indeed it does.
Yeah, and that was first discovered by Julie Kelly, excellent investigative reporter who's been following D.C. District Court for a lot of things. Tomorrow, more problems from Mayor Scott and his staff, and as well as the ICE bills. God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.